sleep to renew ourselves.
Jetpack!
Jetpack! We are recording.
Yay!
Jetpacks!
Alright, everybody. Welcome back. It's been a little bit since our last session. So, last time on Dungeons & Dragons, in an episode entitled Paranoia, or Not My Crotch Moss, you guys got dragged...
I'm so glad that title stuck.
You guys got directions from a very helpful Sudoku play encounter worker, and then waited for the train. Noman, Braxis, Shadowmoss, and Punchy went to the general store, where they had some delightful interactions with a teenage worker working there. And you also purchased a shit ton of jerky.
We stole shit ton of jerky.
You acquired. Punchy also bought some malachite. Frigg went off and gambled. And while there, she met a wizard with a purple stone named Thune. She strikes up a conversation with him and convinces him to come meet the rest of the group. Meanwhile, Punchy beat the shit out of an orc that was trying to talk to Danarv. The orc that she had her eye on. He tried to convince her to come with him to the Iron Kingdom, but she realized he's kind of an asshole and turned him down. Shadowmoss went and gave a wolf some false hope, who ran off to become an alpha and surely to his death. Yeah. The rest of the group meets Thune, and are kind of a dick to him. He comes with them on the people mover when it leaves. Altair and Thune trade spells in the train. Meanwhile, Braxis and Frigg plot against Thune from the back of the train. Altair and then the rest of the group ended up revealing everything about their mission to him. And then he gave you a magical rock that will let you get in touch with him should you need him, and then he teleported away.
And left behind several pieces of platinum.
Yes.
That's right.
That I shared.
Because you didn't want the full risk.
Then on the rest of your 3-day train journey, Noman ate some jerky and performed some monk tricks for money. Altair read books. Frigg prays for an entire day, and then giving that up ends up gambling and earning some money. Braxis tries to drum up some interest in Noman's antics, but doesn't quite succeed at it. Shadowmoss turned into a husky and played with some children. Mm-hmm. And then Punchy spends her time polishing and carving her malachite stove. Then, as you were nearing your destination, Noman noticed a Drider bandit climbing up the side of the train and landing on top of it. And then ended up climbing up on top of the train where you guys had an epic fight on top of a floating, flying train.
People mover.
Sorry, yes. At the end of the combat, Shadowmoss, as a giant eagle, swooped down, killing the Drider, taking its flying machine, which she then gave to Punchy.
Jetpack!
You guys then, after finishing your full rest, landed in Castavaria.
Tell me again where we're going and why.
We are going to the Tower of the Artificer who made the shard, because that is the only person who can destroy the shard.
Right, we have to convince
her. Does anybody remember the Artificer's name?
Instead of a dagger.
Nosferatu.
I have it written down. It
close.
The Tower of something or other.
And that, it was the person's name.
It's probably in one of my notebooks over there, which I'm going to
And
Neferu?
Yes. Give yourself inspiration.
Ooh, cool. Neferu, yeah.
Nosferatu was pretty close.
Yeah, Nosferatu was really close.
Right.
So yes, the Oracle, two months ago, told you about Neferu, known as the Hammer of the Gods. She lives in a tower near the city of Castavaria, west along the Cameluvian River. And that she can destroy the shard with her own hand.
But also the dagger hasn't been made yet?
Correct.
Yes, the original artifact has not yet been made.
Which is okay.
So we just need to get her a new hobby. Like, distract her so she never makes it to start with.
Well, I think we established that is not a possibility. Yeah. And that we can't change the future by messing up the past.
Or why are we here?
That's a good question.
To save.
So we have to come up with a strategy that she'll actually listen to be able to destroy the shark.
We just teach her how to knit. And she's just too distracted forever.
That's a good point.
That is fair. So your mission, you've ascertained from coming back into the past, is that the blight, which has not gone away in the 20 years that it's been there, the reason that people think it was sustained is because of this dark heart of the woods. And the dark heart of the woods, you found out, is caused by this shard of the artifact. So you believe by destroying the artifact that it will kill the dark heart of the woods and let the forest recover from the blight. And potentially saving the world, because it sounds like something was like the dark heart had been getting stronger and more things were happening and people were worried about something coming out of it. So mm-hmm. So that's the mission, the stakes, you know, maybe the whole world.
What we need to determine is whether or not she actively wants to kill Amentoth, because then we can be like, yay, you succeed, but could you fix this because you fuck up the future? Mm. Or if we want to
instead of telling her she fucked up the future, be like, someone used your device for evil.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know it yet, but there's this giant evil coming.
We just need this unmade.
Just this one little tiny shard.
Yeah. Alright, so, now departing, Castavaria. Everybody off the people mover, please. This is not your final destination. You'll need to exit the people mover and board again.
Very much like a ferry.
All right. Sounds like a train to me.
All right, so, by the way, people, since the attack, like, people have been, like, very appreciative of your efforts. And
they noticed?
Yeah, you guys fought a giant spider monster on top of the train. People mover. People noticed.
So who officially defeated the spider?
Shadowmoss.
But I helped. Great. Yeah, we all did.
It was a group effort.
Yeah.
How much money were we able to leverage out of our newfound celebrity?
Good God.
Roll,
it was all about the making money, man.
Roll a persuasion check.
So on the way here...
Nobody likes you.
Not even a little.
They say, well, when you bring up the proposition of, like, getting paid for this, like, so in order to reward you for us not getting robbed, you want to rob us?
It's a donation.
The rest of you all pretty rad.
How much time did we have between the thing and getting off?
A few hours.
Okay, so were people more inclined to gamble with me because I was cool?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did I fleece them?
Yeah, roll the advantage because you got the.
Fuck. What do I add to that?
Add your intelligence plus your proficiency.
My plus my proficiency, mm-hmm. which is okay. So that's zero. Why am I not a better gambler? Oh, I am a because okay, it's 15.
Yeah. No, you make another 3 gold pieces.
Cool. Are there any pencils?
Yes. Sorry, they're all down here.
Oh my gosh, Punchy, I can't wait to get off of this thing and you can try that thing out for a spin. I want to see how it goes.
Oh. 3, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're just going to be like, vroom, 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 pow.
No, it was like a backpack with wings, right? It actually had wings? Or did it just propel itself?
I think it just glides, right?
Mm. It's cool.
So it flies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, how much gold do you have, Fred?
113 now.
Cool. Does that include the platinum piece?
No.
And one platinum?
So you got 213.
123.
Hmm?
Platinum is 10
gold.
I don't know if I'm counting it.
It's there for now.
Okay.
All right, so... you guys step off, and you find yourself actually in a much smaller city than you expect. Mm-hmm. For a place that has its own, like, main stop, like, you get the idea that this town is maybe at most, like, 400 or 500 people.
Wow. Why are we in Rientul?
The river, you're actually, the station is next to the river. It's kind of flowing next to you. Those of you that are from familiar with, actually, everybody just roll me a history check.
Is that 20?
Oh, yeah.
Natural 20.
Modified by 5.
14 plus, do I add modifier under intelligence or nothing?
Yeah, there's a history check.
Oh, I have nothing for the history, so.
Okay. But you add whatever's under your intelligence.
6.
Oh, that's 1. Okay, 15.
So, do I add this?
Yeah.
9.
9. Oh, no, the one, the smaller one.
Oh, so 2.
So, 15, 20 something.
I didn't bother because of the nerd. Altair knows everything, so.
You two realize.
And I rolled a nat 20.
So. You two realize that you're standing in what will eventually be the Temple of Virtus and Krailson.
Uh-huh.
Like, this is the Great River. Like, you actually recognize, like, not like. Like, some of these, like, foundations were used in some of the other buildings, and you see the hill,
mm-hmm.
which is normally, is like, covered in city, but now is just, like, covered in tree.
Hmm. Cool. So this will be Krailson one day.
So this is where we should bury things so that we can find them later.
Well,
probably going to need those things for a little
like,
while.
Look, everything that's Telvian is super cool and rare in the future, so we could just bury, like, random everyday shit, and it'll still be expensive and worthwhile. I'm not saying we need to bury, like, magical weapons. I'm just saying, like, a book about animal husbandry in ancient Telvian is going to be pretty cool to most scholars in 1,000 years.
But a book isn't going to make it 1,000 years.
The other trick is there's going to be so much construction between now and then, they're going to dig up everything 3 or 4 times.
That's my
over.
Question. Do I know the area well enough to say where to bury things?
Nope. I'm going
to
say with your 20 that you rolled in your history, yeah.
Oh, okay, I'll take it, because I rolled a 2.
We don't currently have anything too bad.
Yeah, we don't have anything.
If we
have
time,
stuff,
yeah.
It's a thought.
Yeah.
Hmm. And I mean, if we're all going to die here, why bother?
I mean, I think I could make a pretty cool little tomb to freak people out in the future. Yeah.
I wonder if I know some construction project in my time so that I can bury you with a message exactly addressing some person and say, I know what you did, Steven.
I know what you did!
Oh, I love it. I love it.
That's hilarious.
I mean, I'm just going to say you do, because
yeah, why the fuck not?
It's particularly to Caltrash. It's like, you aren't as cool as you think you are.
Some message from 1,000 years directly. That must be scary.
I just want to fuck with the future people. Like, I want to make people think that we worship spiders or something. I don't know. I just think that we could do so many fun things right now.
We gotta save it first.
Whatever.
Altair nods and starts walking.
Mm-hmm. Where are you going?
I don't know. We gotta find lodging and stuff, right?
That's a fair point.
We're just holding up the line. So do
you
know?
What's that?
Cards. Do I know where we should be going?
No.
Didn't they give us, like, a general description of where the
Neferu's
tower
is? To the west.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, everything's to the west from here.
Yeah.
I mean, we're on the... No, wait, that doesn't make sense. We're on the west coast of the continent.
No, we're in the middle of the continent.
So if you remember in Krailson now...
You're in the western part of Carthel.
So we have to cross the river to get to the tower?
Thank you.
You don't know. You might want to get directions.
That's... Oh, this is pointing correctly. Yeah, that's Krailson right there.
I think I should ask for directions. I'm really good at persuasion. You were really good at talking to people.
So, Altair, where are you going?
Looking.
Mm-hmm.
Do I see inns?
Yeah, there's
places to shop.
Yeah, there's a couple inns. There's a lot of like docks and boats, and there's a couple fish markets.
Is there a wizard's tower?
There is not.
That's too bad.
So I'm following Altair at a safe distance, but do I see anyone from the train who would just be friendly disposed towards me?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to stop them and ask for recommendations for lodging.
He says there's two inns in town.
Oh, that many.
He says, I know, right? This, I mean, we were real happy when the second one opened. He says, now, the first one, he says, the one that's been here a while, you want to avoid that. He says, it's called the Witch and Purse, and it's a shitty place. He says, the Thirsty Fool, though.
Okay.
He says, that's the one for you.
And where do I find that?
He says, well, he says, the Witch and Purse is, he says, in that end of town. He says, and the Thirsty Fool is in that end of town.
Which right way here. Is she walking?
She's you're walking in the right direction.
Okay.
I'm just meandering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
He says, it's really impossible to miss is if you stay on the main street.
Okay. Well, I'm going to just keep following her until I find it and then holler at her if she misses it.
Is there anything interesting to look at? Any shops that aren't fisheries?
There's like a general store. Blacksmith shop. Farrier shop. Wainwright.
There's no library.
It's for like 400 people.
And most of them are fishermen.
This Why place don't we sucks. Just head out?
Hey, Altair.
We don't need to stay here.
Now that you know basically where we are, and you have that map of where the tower is, can you try to figure out where the tower would be in our time?
You told me that I would barely have a map, right?
You don't know where the tower is exactly.
Yeah, we don't have anything.
You just know where Castavera is.
It's that, just we just heard that it was west of Castavera, which means we have to go across the river. But beyond that, who knows how far west it is?
We don't have very much on the map past.
Well, that's
just so you're not confused, it's not west of Castavera. It's near the city of Castavera, west from where the Oracle was, along the river.
So it's somewhere. Oh, that's even more amorphous than before. So do I see anyone who looks intelligent?
to your big city.
That's what I was afraid of.
No wandering wizards.
There's a group of people with pointy hats.
Are there? Okay.
You do see somebody sitting out in front of a shop.
Mm-hmm.
He's whittling. But you get the idea that he's somebody that lives here, and he kind of kept his eye on everything. A nosy Nelly type.
I try to make eye contact.
He looks at you.
I nod.
Is there a noticeable city guard or anything, or is it too small for that?
You do notice like a couple people walking about.
Okay.
Imperial guard outfits. He says, howdy, stranger.
Hello. I was wondering, you look like someone who knows a lot about the local area.
He says, I do. He says, you're dressed awful funny.
Okay.
Not from around here?
No, I came from the People Mover.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see the Oracle.
Oh, yeah. I did that once.
Cool. I hope you got good news.
What can I do you for?
I'm looking for... more distracting. I'm looking for a tower that might have a wizard in it.
So if you're looking for a wizard's tower, you probably want a bigger town.
Yeah. This isn't the type of tower that actually welcomes outsiders, I think. Have you ever heard of Neferu?
He stops whittling. Another one of you lot.
I don't know what that means.
We're just here to deliver a message. We don't want any... we're not trying to stir anything up.
He says, follow the river. Head east. He says...
What? Doesn't the river go north and south?
No, it goes east-west also.
Oh,
there's
that
two
river.
Rivers.
Okay. Okay. So.
Follow the river east. He says, around your... he says, you'll notice a couple smaller rivers feed into it. He says, when you see the second one... Head north for just a little bit. You can't miss it. It's a huge white tower. Lots of smoke coming from it. Lots of, kind of pauses for a second. It says lots of, magic.
Okay.
What did you just do?
I saw it happen on the corner of my eye. I don't know what it was.
That was a very weird sensation on my breast.
What did you do?
I don't know. It felt like a hummingbird.
It was very weird. I saw it happening.
I missed everything.
I missed all of it.
Yeah, I just saw Sarah grabbing her breast.
No.
That was weird.
So what did you do?
I think you tried
nothing
to tickle her, but
it was like
it didn't work.
It was a weird sensation. That's all. That's all. Just going to be here holding my breasts protectively.
Lots of magic.
Totally derailed. Sorry, everyone.
So, like,
you don't have to apologize. Yeah.
Jason does, though. So, is the person who's in the tower like a menace
for society?
He says, it's one way of putting it. He says, I don't trust any of the magic users.
Oh, okay. You're one of those.
I feel you on that.
You use magic too. Shut up.
He eyes a lot of you.
Very magical. Have a great day. And,
sorry, she's such a bitch. That apology could be made for half the group.
She's not as well versed in the subtleties of human conversation as you and I are.
Did you say that out loud?
Uh-huh. Kind of loudly.
Did you pull your thing out of the oven?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Want me to say it again?
What time of day is it?
It's like later afternoon.
She just thinks she's such a good diplomat now.
I don't think we need to get a room. I think we can probably camp on the trail if we need to.
Thank God.
We might be able to get there by tonight.
And I start walking out of town.
So here's a thought. The Thune guy said that wizard towers are all built on ley lines, which means there's a ley line that comes through here that isn't currently being built up. Is there anything you can do?
Is there a wizard's tower in Crescent?
I assume there was. There's one in the future.
Mm.
Didn't it blow up?
No, that was in Morincroft.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think that Crescent has a wizard's
no,
tower.
No, I've never...
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Do we need supplies or anything?
You guys are pretty good at supplies.
Okay.
You guys stocked up pretty hardly in the...
On jerky. We've all
jerky
the jerky
and
very...
Right. That's right.
Jerky, comma, shit ton.
Yeah. Do we have bags of holding yet?
I do.
Well, that's not my bag of holding. That's your bag of holding. Am I going to find a bag of holding in this town?
Unlikely.
Maybe.
Can you afford a bag of holding?
Mm. How much do bags of holding cost?
I want to say it was like 30 gold. Something like that. It was affordable.
Oh, no, never mind. I have 99 copper. I continue walking out of town.
You got 99 coppers in the bitch ain't
one. Uh-huh.
Did you ever go back and re-listen to the one to find out which books you bought?
No, he just told me I had a bunch of books.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I just remembered your plan.
What plan?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Clutch my bag tighter. That's my
you know.
because the trust is so thick between us all.
Frigg and Brax get along fine. Frickin' no man and Braxus get along pretty good too.
Everybody likes me.
Actually, yeah, I think Braxus is pretty tight with everyone except you.
I don't feel like he's not tight with me.
Altair, you don't like anybody.
No, that's true.
Also fair.
Yeah.
Except Punchy.
No? Punchy's very insulting.
Figured you appreciated that.
I'm a well-versed diplomat. Pardon me.
On the edge of town, there is actually a shop that sells magic items.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I don't have any money, so
oh.
I thought I did, but I don't. So I walk right past it.
Mm-hmm. You see a sign in the window with like bags of holding, all variety of colors.
But do you remember how much money you have before or after you see the sign?
I would have remembered before. I
did. Oh, okay.
That's why I asked. Because I thought I had 99 gold.
Yeah.
But I have 99 copper.
Okay, so basically Altair is marching out of town. Is anybody objecting to this, or are we just following after her?
That's
as
what you guys said
she's
we should do.
Marching off, I'm going to stick around by the Whittler and be like,
So I don't think that she bothered asking about how many days out is the second streamlet going to be?
Yeah.
He said it should take you no more than a day and a half.
All right. Thank you very much for your trouble. Would you like some jerky?
We've got lots of jerky.
Yeah, I'll take some jerky.
Braxis, give the man a jerky.
Which kind of jerky do you give him?
We only have the good stuff. We abandoned the damp wolf jerky.
The damp wolf jerky.
That's our group name. Sorry, listeners, I have Japanese plague.
Oh.
You got the SARS.
Probably
that's Chinese plague. All them Asian plagues.
Wow.
I just realized I've been to 3 continents now. Look at you.
Yeah.
I'm still one behind you. Hmm. You've been to 4.
All right, so.
Which one?
You've been to Africa.
Yeah, I've been to Africa. That's true.
All right, so. Altair's marching out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Are you all following her?
At a leisurely pace, I believe.
I believe I'm shambling after her.
I will find any large stone formations and keep chiseling Keldrash as a dickhead. I want him to find it later on in his life.
Every time you take a bathroom break.
If we make it back to the future, there's just going to be a cult around him.
In fact, that's where he gets his name. He's named after this historical badass figure.
Oh my goodness. I love this. I love this petty side of Melvin.
I do too. That's delightful.
Alright, so as you guys are heading out of town, you see a kind of a donkey pulling some a cart and a couple of folks guiding it. They say, "Hello there, travelers."
Hi.
Hello.
They say, "You look like you could be in need of provisions."
How similar is this to the very first fight we had? Are these highwaymen?
The highwaymen didn't talk to us. They were just holding us up.
Were they trying to sell us stuff? Or is that something different?
No,
I
don't think so. Because
we
remember,
did find like a halfling or a gnome on the road that was selling stuff.
Yeah, bought stuff from them.
Yeah.
But the very first fight, I remember being morally conflicted about it because there really wasn't an interaction. They just tried to hold us up and were like, "Well, you're dead."
It was just
yeah,
poor
didn't
people
I
on the
slice
outside
somebody
of town.
In half?
Yeah,
you did. Yeah.
Sorry.
I think I'm going to wave a piece of jerky and be like, "I think we're pretty good right now."
They say, "Oh, okay then.
What do you got?"
So we've got all manner of things. We've got magical items. We've got elixirs. We've got that which cures what ails you.
Is he headed the same direction?
No, they're heading in the...
That which cures...
Do you only deal in coins, or do you barter?
Oh, I mean, we wouldn't get too far if we only dealt in coin. We barter.
Yeah. Do you have healing potions?
We do.
How much are they?
Well, how effective of a healing potion do you want?
The amount of gold it costs.
He says our basic potion comes 50 gold pieces.
Ooh, that's what I thought, yeah.
How much is that in jerky?
I love you, Marcia.
Oh, that is a lot of jerky.
We got a lot of jerky.
I don't know that we have that much jerky.
Let's see.
It's worth asking.
150 pounds worth of jerky, and that'll...
It's like what we've got, right?
We didn't have a specific amount, just a shit ton.
I think
a shit
ton is more than 150 pounds.
I don't know the technical.
Can we just be like,
of a shit
we've
ton.
Got this much jerky?
Yeah, we'll trade this for all of that jerky.
Well, you're just valuing this at 50 gold. So, what else do you have?
What do you need?
How much for a bag of holding?
Yeah.
100 gold pieces.
So.
Or twice that much jerky.
But we only have this much jerky.
Crunchy, you're such a good negotiator.
The best.
Here's the problem, though. If you sell all of our jerky, then we do need more provisions.
Mm. Noman's not big on giving away our meat.
I'm not saying that we give away or trade all of our jerky.
Who's gonna buy the cow and get the milk for free?
Don't give away your meat.
Make them earn it.
Mm-hmm. Man, she fake marries him for like 2 weeks and all of a sudden she thinks she owns him.
And I wasn't actually suggesting that we give all of our jerky away. I just wanted to know what its value was on the market.
You guys have provisions in addition to your
jerky. To value your own meat. If you don't value it, nobody will.
We should ask him about the dangers of this particular road.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
They will get you that information as soon as they finish serving themselves ice cream and apple crumbs.
The DM is away from the table.
Should we do hold music?
I suspect those chocolate covered sunglasses would go good on the ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. I have had those as a topping at Froga places, so.
Yeah. I got to bring Graham Jam to the Froyo place. Mm. She really liked it. She'd never been to a place like that.
Aww.
He says, dangers in this part. He says, wild animals. He says, merfolk in the river.
Merfolk?
Yeah, them's folks that,
As opposed to less folk.
Oh!
He says, those are people that live in the river. Sometimes they'll come out the river at night and rob you or seduce you.
Huh. You said wild animals, merfolk, and what else?
He says, and just, highwaymen.
Other than the highwaymen, are the other two kinds edible?
He says, well, I'm sure the highwaymen are, too, if that floats your boat, but...
I'll pass.
He says, I wouldn't recommend eating a merperson, or anything sentient, for that matter, but...
Right.
He says, but yeah, most of your animals are.
What's a good way of avoiding trouble with merfolk and or fighting them when they do become trouble?
Well, if you need to fight them, what you want to do is you want to take a big axe and apply it directly to their skull or torso.
Big axe. Apply directly to the skull. Big axe.
Okay. I can do that. Yeah.
He says they don't have anything special. They just usually, poke at you with a trident.
Mm-hmm.
Eat your intestines.
I hate that.
Specifically the intestines? That's nasty.
Oh, yeah.
There weren't merfolk in Krelson, were there?
Are the merfolk tempted by jerky?
They might be. You might be better off trading it all for a healing potion.
Is there negotiating with merfolk, or are they just murderous?
He says, I'm sure if you could speak their language, you can negotiate with them.
Mm. I don't think any of us speak.
Any of you speak merperson?
Not yet.
Well, in our time, there aren't merfolk, right?
Right.
So,
well, I'm also thinking we're magically able to understand everyone around us. So,
well, she is like a speak with animals, maybe monsters or something.
I have comprehend languages too.
Either way, we're not going to talk to him. If we see him, we'll kill him.
Radio.
So I don't think we need anything from this guy, right?
Well, I just realized that I only have a playing card set. I don't have any gambling dice. Do you have any gambling dice?
He says, do you want fixed or loaded?
I want honest ones.
He says, that'll just be a copper piece.
Cool. Gimme, please.
He says, what color do you want?
Ooh, what are my options?
He says, what are your colors? What's your favorite color?
I want... purple and silver.
Pulls out a bag of holding, reaches into it, pops out with a handful of purple and silver gaming dice.
Excellent.
There's seven of them, all of varying sides. So one that looks like a pyramid, and one that looks like two pyramids stacked on top of each other. And one that looks like a ball.
One's like a dodecahedron?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So anything else for you, Lot?
How far along out have you come from?
He says, this is actually our fifth year, he says, and we've made it 2.5 times across the entirety of the Telvian Empire.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What's the coolest things you've seen?
Wow. Man, out in the... He says, out in the deserts, he says, they have towering structures, pyramids as high as the eye can see. He says, at one time, he says, I saw a man transform himself into a large beast and take to the sky with no visible wings. That was pretty impressive.
Interesting.
Do the thing.
Yeah! You mean kind of like this? And then Punchy puts on the flying gear and shoots up into the sky.
Yeah, you go gadget back.
You shoot 30 feet up.
Yeah! It works! It works!
And then I clumsily come back down and stumble a little bit. I hit kind of hard.
Yeah,
I raise my arms and I go, shut the landing.
He says, that's a good way to avoid merfolk. I can't fly. But then you have to start watching about giant hawks. Mm.
Giant hawks?
Mm-hmm.
Are they
like
sentient?
How giant?
He says, big enough that they could pick you up in their talons, no sweat.
Shit. They can pick up Punchy? Big eagle.
That's a big eagle.
That's a big eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Are they sentient?
Oh, yeah. And assholes.
Do they taste good?
They're sentient!
I don't care.
It's just sentience is just another spice.
Don't make her laugh!
So they're always asking your riddles and et cetera, et cetera.
Riddles.
So, in all your travels, what have you heard about... By the way, are we walking while we talk to him?
No.
Okay, we're just standing right.
Because you guys are going opposite directions.
Oh, okay. In all your travels, what have you heard about Nefaru?
Oh, so I just came from there.
Yeah?
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tell me all about it.
So I just dropped off some smithing supplies.
Dun, dun, dun. Ooh, we should see if he can mark it on the map.
Oh, so yeah. is he working on some stuff?
Oh yeah, she's always working on stuff. She's the, well, most folk regard her as the best artificer that's ever lived.
That's what
is
I
she
heard.
Nice, or is she kind of an asshole?
I mean, whenever you get that talented, I think your personality suffers a little bit. But I mean, no, she's polite, if a little brusque.
What do you think she wants the most? Like, once you're that talented, like, what even motivates you?
Perfecting your craft, beauty. Those sort of things, I imagine. He says, I may be just a humble merchant. He says, but I'm also a rider in my spare time.
Yeah?
A lot of lonely nights by the campfire.
I get that. So if you were riding Nefaru
mm-hmm.
as a character...
Oh my god.
No more shit about metagaming. None after that.
Oh, he says.
No, oh shit.
Her heaving bosom walked in the door and her body followed behind it.
Nice.
There's a whole meme about male writers writing female characters.
Yeah, it's delightful. Like, what do you think she would be into? I just imagine being, like, the best in my field, and I don't even know what I would want from the world at that point, you know?
Well, I'm sure it's a stretch for you to imagine yourself as the best at anything.
You know what? And then I turn to...
I like this.
I turn into a giant wolf.
Holy shit!
Wait, no, giant eagle.
Holy shit!
And I pick you up in my
my talons, and I fly about 30 feet up, just shaking you.
I'm sorry, I don't have feather fall. It's not the thing I have.
But she can catch her.
And then I do, like, swoop over and drop you on the cart of this person.
Oh, you're gonna ruin his...
Hold up.
Good.
Can I do, like, a saving throw before I get grabbed?
Yeah, she has to roll an attack.
Yeah.
Okay.
if you're actually gonna resist it.
Well, yeah.
Alright, what am I rolling for?
Roll a d20.
And then add...
And your dexterity and your proficiency modifier.
You probably... Okay. Elise should add her athletics, right?
It's her AC first.
Huh?
It's her AC first.
Oh.
What is... Where's my dexterity?
Second from the top.
Okay, 17.
What's your armor class?
15.
Now roll me a strength or athletics check. Roll me an
natural
athletics.
20.
Where? Oh, it's up there.
Mm-hmm.
15.
So you grab her, but
16.
She's able to, like, plant herself in the ground, and instead of you flying off, she's just holding on to your legs and keeping you on the ground.
Wait, no, I'm using my stats. I should be using the giant eagle stats.
Uh-oh. I mean, you still rolled a nat 20, so... Which is, a 26 for you?
With my...
Athletics?
Yeah. No, her dexterity is way higher.
While this is occurring, is there anything...
No, this is your strength.
Oh, strength?
Is there anything particularly shiny on the cart?
Wait, how are you watching anything other than this cat fight?
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
We all have our own motivations.
It's really my strength.
It's your eagle strength.
Plus whatever. What so, did I roll?
What's your strength? 16?
16.
All right, so plus
I get
3.
I'm confused.
Okay, so 19?
Yeah.
I understand.
All right, so she's still holding you. She's just got herself, like, squat on the ground and is just holding you down as you try to...
She's just dwarfing it out.
It's that heavy, heavy armor.
please tell me I can let her go as she's flapping furiously.
Yes.
I don't know. I do have multi-attack, so I can also use my beak. Right?
Let's not devolve into
action. Are we actually going to have bloodshed in the party? Because maybe that's the point at which things change.
Right, roll
like
initiative.
Punchy should be breaking this up.
Well, you let go, and you
well,
do.
No one seems to be getting hurt quite
and you just,
well.
You, like, shoot up into the air.
Emotional damage.
All right, I'm going to, like, dive bomb and just make her roll out of the way, then.
Okay, that's fair.
So while everyone is distracted, you wanted to do something?
I just wanted to see if there was anything particularly shiny and interesting
yes.
on the cart.
Oh, absolutely. It's full of magical items and potions and tinctures. And...
People are distracted.
Yeah.
We'll give you advantage on that.
I have to. All
right, you could try to steal the dwarves.
Are you just grabbing something at random, or...?
Something that looks like it'd be relatively easy to get to.
Okay.
I'm not gonna. Would that be sleight of hand?
Yeah, okay. With advantage.
With advantage, even.
Because you got a wonderful distraction.
23.
Oh. You couldn't roll your dice there. You got a roll.
We're awful people, everyone.
Okay, you grab something. I'm assuming you just pocket it,
yeah.
And we'll.
And I'm done.
I'll tell you what it is later.
Cool.
You guys hang out with some strange people.
Sorry. What did he say?
He says you all hang out with some strange folk. As he looks at the eagle dive bombing the dwarf.
It's funny that you'd consider them the only strange ones when we're hanging out with them. Wouldn't that then make us strange by association?
It's between y'all. He says I'm just here to sell you stuff. He says so. Can I sell you some stuff? Or you want to trade some jerky in? Or do you have some coin?
I'm pretty good.
He says, I've got some handwritten erotica, if you're interested in that.
What does that cost?
He says, silver piece of leaflet.
I'm buying one of those.
Assuaging your guilty conscience.
Plus, you never know, erotica could come in handy.
What kind of
erotica? Altair buys one as well.
Is it humans?
No! He says, we have all manner of it.
Silver.
So here's some orc erotica, if you're looking for it.
I'll take some.
Silver piece, please.
Okay. Everyone just goes their separate way when we camp for the night.
Well, I guess what time is it, right?
I mean, it's just like the middle of the day, right?
Yeah. It's like the afternoon, yeah.
Does he have anything that looks like it might be useful that isn't expensive?
He says all sorts of stuff. What are you looking for?
I'm sorry, are Shadow Mouse and Frigg still fighting during this conversation?
Yes, I just imagine that. I imagine that the eagle's like swooping down, and like at this point you're just shaking your feet.
I'm like flapping my wings to make gusts of wind.
I imagine
this is all in the background.
You land and you're like clawing at her, and she's like, "You leave me alone."
Oh, you should make the dog go behind her and then do the trip thing.
The rest of you are just.
I'm keeping an eye out. I don't want anyone to get hurt.
It's just an everyday.
Yeah, what kind of weapons looking for?
Crossbows. Better crossbows than the ones that I have.
Yeah. He says you're looking for just your traditional crossbow.
Mm-hmm. Something which does better than 1d8 damage or has a better range.
He says the cheapest one I have is 100 gold pieces.
What do you give me for this one? And I present my light crossbow from another era.
It's not magical?
No.
But it is, he says, this is a strange construction.
It is. It is made of different material from the ones that you're used to.
He says, yes, yes, but not worth... Not worth, he says, you have anything to sweeten the pot?
Jerky.
Jersey,
yeah.
Orc erotica.
I still have the canine teeth from the ice wolf, if that's of any use or value.
He says, I got plenty of teeth.
Mm. What else do I have?
Oh, in the meantime, would it be possible to get him to kind of give us a more specific marking on our map? So we've got...
He's able to give you a point it out pretty easily.
I suppose we should also ask his name.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm humbled that you would even think of it. He says, my name is Anzine.
Anzine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need to know who you stole from.
You don't know that.
He says, though, my friends just call me Zine, so A-N-Z-I-N.
I have a question when you guys are done.
Look, you do weird things to my boob, I do weird things to your head bump. This is how it works.
Are you fucking his head bump with your finger?
Yeah, just poking it a lot, like, look, it moves. It moves!
I saw a video once, my friend CJ, you remember CJ, he had one of those. And he had it removed, and he's like, hey guys, watch this video. It was of the surgery. You're like, no!
I would love to watch that video.
I mean, don't get me wrong, like, it was interesting, but it was just basically a
gross thing.
I can show you 100 YouTube videos of it, but yeah.
Oh, I watch them. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I love Dr. Pimple Popper.
Nope.
Great YouTube Mm-mm. channel.
Nope.
Yep.
Big pile of fuck no there.
Oh, yeah. Especially when they describe the smell.
Okay, nope. No. I would like to know about, does he have any magical weapons?
Yes.
Magical rapier.
You have 99 copper.
I know. I got a plan.
You have 10 gold and 99 copper, because he gave you a platinum, so mm-hmm. you have a platinum.
Yeah, he looks at his cart and he grabs a teal bag of holding and he pulls out, he's like, He says, I got two magical rapiers. He says, I got this here, plus one magical rapier. Don't ask me what plus one means, but that's what they call it. He says, that's 100 gold pieces. He says, I also have, for 50 gold pieces, this moon-touched rapier. He pulls out another one, and he says, you can't see it right now, he says, but when nighttime comes, the sword sheds moonlight, creating bright light in the 15-foot radius and dim light for an additional 15 feet.
Hmm. So, I have a sunstone.
Mm-hmm.
So I take out that and my rapier and a pile of jerky and my one platinum. I would like that plus one rapier, please.
pieces, a non-magical rapier, pile of jerky, and...
Which you said was worth 50 gold!
Mm. Well...
All the jerky?
Not giving up.
Yeah, it was all the jerky.
All the jerky together.
I thought you just had, like, a handful.
No, all your combined jerky.
No. Never mind then. I guess it's not gonna work. So I have my sunstone and my unmagical rapier and my one platinum.
Get some books.
Who gives
books
away
that
books?
You finished, you could pass
Do
on.
I have any books that I finished?
She says, oh, not that purple rock.
No.
Yeah.
No, sell him the rock.
Even as we're fighting, I yell, don't give him the fucking rock.
I'm not giving
him
the
rock. Yeah, anyone. I guess I couldn't have talked.
I think this
so
fight
evil.
Is just going to end in us exhausted and like just sitting next to each other panting.
Yeah, I feel like it's basically just become silliness right now. Like, we're obviously just romping, like, just having fun with it now.
He says, I'll tell you what, I'll give you the money talk right here for all that.
You don't need that, though. You see in the dark.
We all see in the dark, yeah.
I literally have nothing else.
You don't need a sword.
I want a sword. Ooh, I get out the three statues of Amon-Toth.
He says he's very tiny, a dozen around these parts.
That's true.
One of them was made of something nice, though, wasn't it? Like
ebony, ivory.
Actually,
ebony, ivory, and maple wood.
They actually probably are worth something. Let me look. They actually had a dollar amount attached to them. It's in my notes. So let me...
I'm sure they
Well, they had a dollar amount in our time.
Valuable, yeah.
What was it? Do you have that written down?
Mm-hmm. No, you never gave it to me. You just told me what they were, and I shoved them in my bag.
Yeah.
You're in my bag.
Anyway.
Do. Please stand by. Statue worth table loading.
By the way, I got these out of a vending machine, and they're super, super nice lotion Kleenex.
Cool.
While this is occurring,
Everything
I'm just sort of stealthing
right.
behind
no, so
Punchy.
There's a vending machine.
Just kind of trying to be inconspicuous.
Because I'm a good, I'm a better door than a window.
Yeah. He says, yeah, I'll trade you those three statues, plus your old rapier, plus that platinum piece for the plus one rapier.
So I keep my sunstone then?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I don't need it.
He doesn't care about your sunstone.
Oh, okay, so it's not worth anything. No. Okay. So my old rapier, my statues, and
mm-hmm.
one platinum.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a plus one rapier?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yay, enchanted sword.
So then I just put... It's plus one on the attack bonus.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So now I have plus three because I have... No, plus two.
And plus one to damage.
Okay, so plus two to that.
Cool.
Okay.
There he says, well, I gotta get moseying, and we want to get the session going forward, so... anybody else need anything at this last moment?
Nope. Thanks for all your help.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of hope, while he wasn't paying attention, Noman carved something derogatory on the side of the wagon.
Would Noman do that?
He has been the whole time.
Everywhere
what?
We're going.
On rock surfaces, though.
He's
I don't think
been
he
writing Caltrash as a dick on rock surfaces.
Wait, you were in the
time.
Kitchen when he...
I missed that entirely.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I just like
large
the idea of him
stone
having
structures.
A graffiti habit now.
Yeah. Just out of nowhere.
Well, it's just in the stones. They'll persist over the ages.
Yeah. Too funny.
We let him go.
Alright, so. Bump, 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 bump.
I assume by now we're just sitting
there. They're tired.
The
yeah.
yeah, like I'm panting
yeah.
and you're leaning against me, also exhausted.
We're just kind of like, let's go!
Now that you've worn yourselves out.
Alright, I'm gonna poof back to a gnome, but like to the side so that she falls down.
Alright. Alright, so...
And then I will climb onto your backpack.
Yep. I'll pick up Shadow and put her in my backpack.
I'm being papoosed. I'm being papoosed right now.
Oh, okay.
It's too much effort to hold on to a dog at the moment. It's just...
She's gonna curl up.
Yeah, I wore you out.
Nap.
Oh! Hey-yo!
Bazinga.
I learned a lot about my new body.
Ooh!
All right, so.
That got intense.
Y'all are the ones who bought erotica.
Oh yeah, who did buy erotica?
I did.
The three of you?
Yeah.
So you got specifically orc erotica. Did you two have any specifications for your...
Mm-mm. I just want to see what it looks like. Because they can't read it, right? Because we have to cast comprehend languages in order to read anything in this time period.
Actually, no, all of you can read it. It's very...
I thought I had to cast comprehend languages to read my books.
It's a hilarity version. Mm.
No, it's interesting, because she thinks it's in orcish. And you think yours is in elven.
Oh, okay.
But when you hand it to her, she thinks it's in orcish.
So
I can
they're all kind of magic.
And if you look at it, no, but just these parchments, if you identify them, they are magically enchanted to be readable by whoever.
Oh.
That's
he
cool.
wants his erotica to have a wide audience.
Interesting.
I was too busy to ask about erotic friend fiction.
Is there such a thing as undead erotica?
Yes.
You just love zombie erotica.
I'm surprised you don't know the answer to this question at this point in your life.
One of the zombies...
It's in his world. I know it exists in my world.
Yeah, one zombie looked to another person and said, give me brain. All right, that one then, end scene. You guys continue along eastward.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys following the river?
As instructed.
Yep. All right. I've got my little map, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are looking for the first of the two tributaries.
And you go past it.
Yep.
And then you go to the second one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go north.
And then you can't miss it.
Because
mm-hmm.
it's a big white tower.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you guys travel along. You do not get to that first river this evening. I'm assuming you make camp that night?
Mm-hmm.
Not near the water.
Yeah, because the mothers
yeah.
are in Falcon the water, I presume.
Alright, how far from the river do you make camp?
I mean, I also let you guys... I remind you that I can cast alarm, so if anyone comes within 30 feet of us, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll know about it, and it'll wake us up with a loud bell.
Yeah, but we still want to make sure that we're not too close to the water,
because
there's going to be animals that need to get there to drink. So we don't want to get woken up every time an animal is going to the water.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm just letting you know we don't have to go like a day away. Or
oh, yeah,
crazy.
No.
We can
I'm
do
just,
like 300
feet
or something like that.
500 feet or something.
Great. So who's keeping watch?
I'll take first watch. Since she's been sleeping in my
Yeah,
bed.
I've been napping, so why not?
I'll have a second watch because I don't need full sleep.
All right, roll me a perception check. Both of you.
Do we need other people on watch? No?
Okay. 20.
Do you add proficiencies to things?
Is it a skill?
Okay. So I have 5 in that skill. So 10?
Okay.
I got 20.
All right. You don't see anything during your watch? During your watch, as you sit there and just kind of look out, you see somebody closer to the, like, down by the river is kind of, like, keeping an eye on you.
Mm.
They're crouched, they're wearing a cloak.
Hmm.
Does it look like they think they're hidden?
Yes, they're, like, kind of, like, half behind a bush.
Hmm. How far out does your alarm thing protect?
It's a 20-foot cube.
Oh, that's... They could get pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, I will... stir Punchy at least and let her know that we're being watched and it could potentially be bandits incoming.
Okay, well, bring it. Well, first I'm gonna wake up with like snorts and and they're like, okay,
should we wake the others? I mean, they're just kind of watching us right now.
I think not until we see some movement.
What's the distance, you think, from us to them?
Like 30 feet.
Oh.
Oh, that's not
very
far.
Yeah, they're pretty close. Yeah, let's wake everybody up.
Just start yelling to the dude, hey, what you doing down there?
Well, that's exactly what Punchy's going to do.
Right? Oh, fair enough.
So
I'll go into stealth and try to, like, hide.
So we'll start waking everyone up, and then I'll shout out so that everyone can see them and just be like, "Hey, what you doing down by the river?"
In a van.
You don't hear an answer. However, you do hear, like, a few seconds later, like a splash.
I think it was one of those merfolk.
What's he doing on land? I didn't know that.
He was going to try and rob us.
He's going to eat our entrails.
That's right.
Or he was going to try and seduce us, which was one or the other. It was like either eat your intestines or...
Well, both involve intestines eating.
Was the splash independent from this guy, or is he gone?
Yeah, if you look back, he's gone.
Okay. Then...
Okay.
I guess we go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Or you people.
Yeah. And just let us know.
Continue to watch, especially along the water surface. Mm-hmm.
Roll me a perception check.
10.
Behind you, about 40 feet, you see somebody trying to stealth, but having rolled a 2.
Failing.
Not doing so hot at it. Wearing a cloak.
I'm just going to shoot him.
Oh, Jesus. You could talk to him.
I mean,
no,
to be fair, like,
what
is anyone trying to do sneaking up on a camp in the middle of the night?
We've been approached by people in the night before, and they're always like, "Hi, don't hurt me."
Yeah.
So this guy probably needs an arrow.
Shady. They're being shady.
At least needs a warning shot. Well,
he doesn't need a warning shot.
I miss.
Do not. So you do give him a warning shot.
Miss a warning shot and goes into his head?
Let that teach ya. I fire an arrow that goes somewhere nearer them. And then nothing. I wait to watch what they do.
They freeze. Like they're kind of half behind a bush up there. And they just wait.
Did we all go back to sleep?
Yeah, this is a couple hours later. Near, like, right before dawn.
Probably should wake everyone else up again. You think?
First, I want to scan to see if I see anyone else besides this one particular person.
Roll me another perception there.
10.
You don't see anybody else.
Okay.
And you get the idea this is the same person's
problem. I'm just going to watch them. I'm going to let people rest, and if they move more, then I'll consider waking everyone up. They've had their warning.
Well, it's just before dawn, right? We wake up at dawn, usually.
Just want to make sure everyone gets a full rest. Could be a big, big day.
Oh, that reminds me. Jason, you stole something.
Yeah.
Sure did.
I imagine at some point you take it out and fiddle with it.
I was really interested to see if the person, while they were hunting for supplies, would notice that there was something missing. Like, in this teal bag, where's this teal bag of holding? I know I had my rapiers in here somewhere.
It's a bouncy road. Things fall off the cart.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame, but...
It happens. We'll keep an eye out for it on the road.
As we go.
We'll notify your loss prevention.
We'll stick
department.
It in the mail.
There's a reward for returning it, right?
Does it look like Zine?
What's that?
Does it look like Zine the merchant?
The person lurking look like the merchant.
You squint. Could be. You pull out of your pocket is a key. With a, it's like shaped like a question mark.
The Joker!
Ooh. And it has like a magical feel about it.
A key of opening or something.
Is that a thing?
I have no idea. I'll have to ask my magic user friend.
You can add to your inventory mystery key. And I'll add it to you in Beyond as well. So after you identify it.
Interesting.
Shortly before the sun comes up, the figure skulks off and, like, further north and like over a hill.
When everyone gets up, I'll inform them that it looked like the same person twice and might be being followed. Hmm. Yay. Magical mystery key.
Alright, so, it is morning. It is the 12th day of summer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I assume we wake up and get moving?
Yep, grab some jerky and head on out.
Alright, so, you guys start walking. What do you do to pass the time during the day?
Read my orc porn.
Out loud.
Yep. Because I'm unable to read.
Oh, so you just started. Stop.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, God.
Do the voices, Punchy. Do the voices.
I will take it over the tin whistle.
And then he took her aggressive.
Gore fist the wicked.
And she punched him in the gut. Yeah! And he liked it.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's getting good, guys.
I think Shadow Moss will periodically make disparaging comments about the male protagonist. I don't know what she sees in him.
Oh, Oscar.
Oh.
All right.
I ask Altair, can you identify magical stuff?
I can try.
I mean, do you have a spell that does it?
No, it's not.
It's just a thing you have to know.
But there's an identify spell.
Well, I don't have it, so no, I can't do that.
Okay, just curious.
But I can look at it and maybe glean the meaning of it. I mean, there's no guarantee I will, but pick something up.
No, if I find something, I'll let you know.
Can I roll perception?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's a big fucking nope.
He's pretty good at deception from my memory.
Yeah, it's an 8,
serves.
So no.
What did you roll your deception?
I didn't yet. 6.
You need
delightful.
A new D20, buddy. So with my 8.
Much better.
I don't know why y'all think the dice are gonna somehow change anything. It's okay. It's okay.
It's called faith.
So do I glean anything?
He's lying. He's bald ass lying to you, and not even well.
So you've got something magical, and you don't know what it does. How the fuck do you think that's gonna turn out?
Well, eventually, I will.
It's gonna blow up and kill you?
Possibly.
Sounds like an awesome plan.
Yeah.
So you're really just not going to say anything about it, and then we're all going to have to deal with consequences of your actions later on.
Time and place. Well, we'll figure it out.
We are walking through the forest listening to an orc read porn to us. And you literally have something better for us all to do. I could take a look at it.
Fine.
Like what?
I understand that this is culturally appropriate for you, but for me, literally anything.
Plus, we can multitask. You can porn and look at my fancy key.
And I can focus
porn
on something that's not that.
Jason, did you want to browse for a new D20?
I've got multi.
Okay.
I'm good. I'll show her the key.
So he reaches in and pulls out his mystery key.
Okay. Do I need to roll Arcana for it?
Are you tech magicking on it?
I don't have it. Yeah. It's fine. It's not broken. I thought I had detect magic, but apparently I don't.
Hello.
Did you used to have it before you?
I did.
It doesn't matter.
It does have a vaguely noticeable magic aura. Mm-hmm.
But I can roll Arcana even without. Because detect magic, all it does is tell you something is magical. It doesn't tell you anything about the magical object.
Oh, no, it tells you, like, all everything. It tells you, like, the auras, all that stuff.
All right, it's always different, so I didn't know that. So, I don't have that, so I can't do
it. What I say, too.
You feel it, though. It's magical. You get the idea that it doesn't require attunement, because otherwise you could attune with it.
Uh-huh.
And it's a key with a question mark on it.
Okay. I give it back. Where'd you get it?
I don't remember. And I look into the woods.
You don't even need the roll. He's clearly
21. So you stole it.
Are we there yet?
Look, why are you surprised that the thief is going to steal shit?
I'm just clarifying. No.
You're sketchy is what you are.
Who'd you steal it from?
I don't remember.
I am not going to help you if someone comes after you because you stole their shit.
I wouldn't expect you to.
I might help them.
Alright, so Gorefist is bent over.
Hang on. Praxis. Come on. Dude.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Would y'all shut up? I am trying to hear what happens to Gorefist.
Well, it's an emphasis on the fist. Let's just put that out there.
Wait, no.
Lizard's got a point here. You know, we're in some shit. We don't know what the fuck you're doing. Are we going to have other people after us? Who did you steal from, and what the fuck did you steal?
It's a key. It does key things. Like doors, locks, things like that. Something.
So we should try it on one of your orifices.
I don't have any locks.
Sorry. Braxis. Why are you lying to us, man?
I begin reading my porn out loud. Walking forward.
Elder, this is bad, right? Like, we don't know who he's stolen from, and we've got all sorts of crap going on right now.
I mean, he can live with the consequences of his actions.
Well, what about us? Basically, I'm asking, should I punch him?
Why bother? He's just going to keep lying about it.
Might not.
I mean, if you want to punch him, that sounds entertaining.
I'm just worried about him bringing shit down on the rest of us.
I'll just walk away. He's gonna be an idiot and get us in trouble with that sort of shit. He can be an idiot.
Braxis!
And the lich spotted her across the room.
The zombie detached his penis.
And there any, like,
oh, you got small rocks.
What's that?
Are there any small rocks around? Or
oh, yeah.
I'm going to start throwing rocks at Praxis.
You guys have the best group cohesion.
Yeah, right?
Actual violence all of the time.
No one knows why we work together at all.
Including us.
Lilith made us.
No.
And Lilith is
Chris.
I mean,
we did all get transported here. But...
we are the most modern.
Braxis,
crew.
Just tell us who you stole it from. Because if you're bringing us more shit, we need to know what's coming. I'm just going to throw rocks at you. Like, not to bloody
yeah,
smell or
yeah.
anything, but.
The person who lost this does
I would
not
like to
need
point
it anymore.
Out that some people got us into shit with their purple rock quest, and we haven't been beating them up over it.
I didn't steal any fucking purple rock.
I didn't steal
I'm
this
on a
purple
mission.
Rock. It was given
Braxis
to me.
Is just stealing shit.
I didn't steal anything at all. It was given to me by the people who abandoned me.
In the meantime, someone is
maybe
stealing
your baby has something
magic.
That she got from you.
Look, all I'm saying is there is no obvious consequence right now to his key thing.
Yes, that's
but
why.
But there has been an obvious consequence to us following around your rock business, so no one can throw stones in this group.
That's what
she's
saying.
Literally throwing stones.
I know.
That's what she's actually doing.
That's my point.
We didn't go looking for this trouble, but Brad,
you were on a
shit.
Quest to find a purple rock person.
Yeah, you think I like having this skin condition?
I keep forgetting you have veining. I totally forget that every time.
Isn't it purple
veins? Yeah,
purple veins.
Purple veins.
Look, there's a difference between being on a mission from God and then just pissing off people who have magical shit.
See, this is why you never let the paladin know you do things.
It's not like I told him. You're the one who was being a shitty liar.
And an unnecessary thief. It's not like you were, like, stealing something.
This is for the group.
No! How? No, you don't get to know anything about
it. It's a magical key.
No, you don't know anything about it. Who did you steal it from? Was he evil?
Probably.
Or she?
I'm having a really hard time hearing myself read my porn out loud. Did you guys keep it down?
Don't worry, guys. Don't worry. Nefer was definitely gonna hear us coming from a long way off.
I'm losing my half-orc lady wood. That shut everything down.
Sure did.
Oh, God.
Everybody else is too afraid to speak.
Good. As I was saying.
So wait, how many fingers with gore fists?
How many fingers? You mean how many fists?
Ah! That's not a good word!
Double fisted.
Ah!
We have high pain tolerance. We as a people.
Well, he also has a magical butt of holding, so.
I've watched a lot of animals have sex in the woods, but I've never seen anything like that.
All right, well, let's take a 3 to 5 minute bathroom break, and we'll come back to part two of this gripping session.
I do have to say, I think that the difference is sentience.
Civilized people are fucked up.
Vagina, orc sex.
Perfect. Perfect timing.
Yes, thanks. I love you. I am here for all your adult needs.
Alright, guys, look. Surely, alright, we're in some deep shit, and Braxis is possibly bringing us more shit, and nobody cares?
It'll be fine.
Not particularly.
See, that's why I don't care, because I'm going to walk away when someone tries to murder him. Why bother?
Yeah, he's gonna what if someone drops, like, a 20-foot net on all of us, and we're all in the net?
Then we
may not see this coming.
I then just we sell really him don't down see the difference.
Then we sell him to them and make a profit off of his stupid deeds.
Just blame the elf.
I just really don't see the difference between his stupid shit and y'all's stupid shit. And we're caught up in it.
My
no matter
stupid
what.
Shit is divine. His is just for funsies.
Yeah, I don't see the difference.
Norman is defacing property.
I'm leaving a message for posterity. It's a noble enterprise.
The universe
people
has a
must
balance.
Be told.
Sometimes people lose
but
things.
But he's not carrying
sometimes
stolen things, stolen
things.
Magic with him. You can track stolen magic. Alright, fine. Fuck Braxis, let's keep walking.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody comes after him, we just sell him. And if we have to sell his dead body, then we sell his dead
Assuming
body.
Assuming they don't just kill us all at once.
Well, I'm not gonna let myself be killed.
Well, as nobody's plan.
I mean, I'll just run away. I mean, if she's not protecting me and you're not fighting someone, what are they going to do? They're going to sneeze on me and I'm going to die. Look at me.
Maybe we should get some vaccines. Next time there's a healer.
I just continue on.
6 hours later.
Have you found the first tributary?
You have. But you actually found the second one at this point.
All right.
We spent all of our arguing progress. And had to be like, wait, did we just...
How many tributaries?
And as you come
north
along it, you come over a hill and you see a large, like 50-foot tall, white moonstone tower. And coming out of the top of it, you see like multicolored smoke, 8 different colors, like just being pumped out of it into the air.
Cool. Damn magic pollution. I see what that guy was talking about, man.
So I think the best approach here is to y'all just stay here and let me go in and talk to her.
Because you're so good at peopling.
You just said if someone sneezes on you, maybe I should be there as your handkerchief.
You know who's good at talking to people?
Punchy.
Excellent. You can't actually think that.
She's,
they all said it, so it must be true.
I'm just saying that all the people that Punchy has intimidated into doing what she wants, or negotiated with, as we're calling it, she could crush with her hand. Just like a smush.
It's true.
This is a person who could smush us all without her hand.
What if you two go together? Because you're all magically, terrifying. And she's all diplomatically.
I like
and
that
she can protect you from
that.
Sneezing.
I mean,
okay, we need to get into Nefaru's good graces. So
which is why I'm suggesting that the people who like to argue the most stay here.
That
and the people,
would be you.
Are you? You guys had a physical fight yesterday.
That wasn't an argument. That's a fight.
I was literally a physical argument.
I was arguing about arguing right now.
I think Gnomon should go.
You're awful at human interactions. Also, you can't keep
you
your mouth shut.
You don't even like humans. You consider all humans beneath you, all other beings except for animals beneath you.
Gnomon, what are you doing?
I think I walked towards the tower. I asked Braxis because he's stealthy, so it'll be useful to have him around.
I will continue shouting as they walk away at these two and try to bring Punchy into it as well.
As quickly as possible.
And I'm still reading my erotica.
You're almost on page 2 now.
Look, I think that we need her to like us, so we should, like, maybe gather something that she'll want.
You don't know anything about what she wants.
As you guys are arguing, a huge column of flame spits into the air, and then several pieces of, like, almost meteoric debris, like, shower down around you.
Oh,
they don't appear to be aimed at you. None of them hit you.
But it looks like there was an explosion-y thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to start running towards the tower because I assume that something has gone horribly awry and I must provide aid.
This is going to end poorly.
All right, so you all are running towards the tower. You guys have kind of a head start.
Yep.
Well, you're running. You're not, right?
No, I'm gonna let her get killed if she pisses this person off. I'm gonna walk sedately, maybe closer, because, I mean, it looks like we're attacking her tower now. It does. We're running frantically towards this tower.
I don't have a plan, so I'm just, like, several paces to your side walking with
you. Alright, as you guys are running, when you're about 10 feet away from the tower, you bump into a force field.
Okay.
And just,
are you okay? What's going on? There was an explosion! Hello, the tower!
You see the smoke sort of dying down, and you hear what sounds almost like mad cackling coming from inside of the tower.
Okay. I recognize that, right? Mm. Somebody just created something really cool in there.
Probably.
Yeah. What's the etiquette for a wizard to act? Ask for permission to enter another wizard's tower.
Usually knock on the door, say, can I come in?
Yeah. We can't reach the door.
You're an abjuration expert.
Yeah.
This is an impenetrable force field.
Uh-huh.
Probably like something like 7th level, 8th level.
Damn.
Hello,
so
the tower!
This person is really, really, really strong.
Yeah.
Like terrifyingly strong levels of strong.
Well, we knew that because the shard, etc.
Just say it.
The door like swings open, and like walking out, 6.5 feet tall, like bronze skin, like kind of bushy hair tied up in the back, wearing like an apron and like just like kind of like a very kind of like almost like scorched shirt. Mm-hmm. Like you get the idea, it's magic. And just buff as fuck.
Nice.
You see this woman walk out with these goggles on, and she lifts them up as she holds this sword to the sky.
Uh-oh.
And a bolt of lightning shoots down from the blue sky into it, and then she stabs it into a bucket. And then she looks at you.
Hi.
Wow, cool. That looks super cool. Is everything okay? There was like an explosion.
Yeah, it was pretty wicked.
okay, so it was. Oh, I was worried that you guys were hurt. I'm glad. That looks
That's
so
not her voice,
cool.
Sorry. She says, "No, it's cool." She says,
"Just ignore them. They're just gonna keep going."
She says, "Who are y'all?
I'm a big fan, judging from this.
I'm Punchy.
My name's Shadow Moss. We're besties.
It's true.
She squints. Oh, it's you.
Can I roll perception?
She concentrates for a second, then the force field dissipates.
Can I roll perception?
Insight, you mean?
Yeah, whatever.
Fuck.
Seven? Unless...
No, she didn't seem like they really need it. She recognizes you.
Hmm.
How?
Do you ask?
Yeah, how... I mean, I know who you are because I've heard tale of your greatness, but I don't actually know you.
She says, oh, I don't know you either, but I've seen you before.
How?
She, says, give me a second to change, and I'll be right back out. Don't touch the sword. And she heads back inside.
How do you think my hair would look like that? Do you think I'd look cool with my hair like that?
Is that sword the dagger?
No.
Or just a sword?
No, it's...
Oh, okay.
Oh. It is like humming with magical energy.
I don't touch it, but I stare and study.
She's like so cool. All
right.
She's real big.
No.
Is there anybody else around?
No.
Like this whole big tower and it's just her?
As far as you can see.
Yeah, kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Well, yeah, but usually you need someone to, you know, cook and clean.
She's got people delivering. She's badass.
Magic.
Yeah, she's magic. It's like Sorcerer's Apprentice shit.
Yeah.
With brooms.
She comes back out. She says, actually, I've got a couple apprentices. They do most of the cooking and cleaning.
Are you looking for a new apprentice?
She's full up at the moment. She says, where'd you go to school?
South.
Far south.
How do you know me?
She hands you a scroll.
I open the scroll.
It's the six of you in a basement looking like one of you has opened a chest, one of you is like looking at a table.
That's the fucking scary thing from the fucking scary tower! Remember the thing with the thing?
We still have that, right?
What?
Like someone still has that.
The sketch of you guys you found
the
in the basement.
We found
wait, we got the statues and the thing with the tower and the wyvern?
Yeah.
Like, I
you
opened it
that.
And it was that picture and it was scary. How do you not remember this? You got those statues at the same time.
I vaguely remember it, but how did you get this?
She says, it's my business.
Do we still have a copy of it?
Yeah.
Who has it?
I think you do.
Yeah, because I dropped it at the site.
And you picked it up because you
were
curious.
Yeah, so I pull out my copy and I show it to her.
So yeah, looks like you have a copy too. Where'd you get your copy?
Thousands of years in the future.
And as you look around, like, you realize that this is the tower that you were at when you found it.
Interesting. So how did a picture of us get here before we ever came here? I guess we're here now.
It was that one.
Travel?
It's the same one.
Yeah, it's the same one. It would have been the picture from this time.
So we have some bad news about your tower.
I mean, everything comes to an end, right?
Yeah, she says, I'm not going to go the lich route.
I appreciate that. Those guys are pretty fucking evil.
Yeah, no, that's not me.
You seem like a good person.
She shrugs. She says, well, would you all like to come in for dinner? She says,
yeah,
looks like you've
I'd
been,
love to.
She looks like you've got the you know, dirt of the road on you.
Punchy pushes past everyone. It's time for dinner. She finds a table and she sits down and waits.
Alright, so she leads you in. Inside you see this huge forge. Like, the one you saw in the school, but like, literally 20 times as large. It fills up almost the entire room. The whole 30 feet of the tower is this forge.
Wow.
Inside you see magical fire burning with an intensity that almost gives you a headache being near it.
I assume it's pretty hot in this room.
Surprisingly not.
Oh.
And then she leads you. There's some stairs that go down into a basement.
Is there a long table with hanging tapestries and food?
You guys get downstairs, and there's a long table, a statue of Amon-Toth, a couple acolytes sweeping up, and then some beds off to the side.
First thing I want to look for is the tombs, or what was it, the sarcophagi. Is that area still there?
The one sarcophagi? No, it's not.
Okay.
It held her body, didn't it?
God, we left it. We didn't fucking open it.
Or Amon-Toth.
No, because he's alive now.
She says,
that's
what
I mean, in the future.
Anyway, the table looks to be... Actually, it's eerie, because it looks exactly the same as it did, like, the way it was set. She says, oh, have a seat. Food's all fresh.
Punchy, you get to eat the food now. Yeah. You wanted to do this for thousands of years.
She says, so I'm quite curious. What... And she sits at the head of the table, and even sitting down, like, her figure is just imposing. She says, so what brings you all here? And she says, oh, but I don't think I ever got your names.
Right.
I'm Noman.
Altair.
And she says, you look like a holy sort.
Yep.
Paladin of Lilith by the looks of it.
You know her.
She says, so what brings you here?
So, like, you know the future?
I think you should just tell her everything.
What's... Just out of curiosity. Are you going to kill us all?
I mean, I could in a moment.
Yeah.
No, why would I do... All right, unless you're going to steal from me. She looks at you pointedly, Braxis.
Not a chance.
She says, or attack me. Why would I do that? She says, I've been expecting you for some time.
What are you expecting from us?
I have no idea. I just... She kind of waves that scroll.
So where'd you get your scroll?
She says... I want to know why you're here first.
We are here because in our time, which is like way in the future, I think you figured that out because of the entire Lilith thing. I don't know. But anyway, there's this horrible blight that's destroying a large amount of forest. And we were sent out to try and fix it. And we found this thing in the middle of it. And then we found out that we have to have the thing destroyed in order for the blight to go away. And then we got here somehow or other. And then we were talking otters. And it was amazing. So what we found out is basically that this thing that's causing the blight has to be destroyed by you in order for the forest to be healthy. Is that... Am I getting it all right? Is that about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You made the thing that is causing the blight.
We need you to destroy this shard.
Please.
And it won't, like, fuck with your plans or whatever, because I guess that's not a problem. This is just an unforeseen consequence, unless you meant to cause a blight.
Causing a blight was never my intention.
Do you know anything about Flavi?
Name doesn't ring a bell.
What about...
How do you know about Lilith?
She says, and you're the bearer of this object?
Yep.
Can I see it?
What's your intention?
I'd like to look at it.
Just look.
I mean, she's got to touch it to destroy it, probably.
Well, until we get to know each other better, caution is good on all fronts.
I appreciate that. She looks at it.
That is exactly the sound she made.
She says, don't mind Mr. Whiskers. He's a good cat. If a little needy.
Mr. Whiskers!
She hands it back to you. It is as I thought.
What did you think?
Oh, she says, oh, yes, I can destroy that.
Will you?
Yes. She says, however, It is a piece of an artifact. And as you know, artifacts generally have very restrictive requirements in what can destroy them. And she says, in order to destroy that, I need something.
The broom of the Wicked Witch of the West.
Well, she's not very wicked. She's misunderstood, maybe, but...
Poor Elphaba.
We've had tea. She says, I need you to fetch something for me. She says, are you familiar with Veru Navara? The blade that was broken?
Are we familiar with it? It's been a month.
No.
Okay.
You've never heard of this.
No.
Yeah, I suppose not. She says, anyway, there is a legendary blade, Veru Navara. It was broken into two pieces. She says, I need you to retrieve this blade for me. With this blade, I can destroy this artifact, but with nothing else can I do it.
Okay.
So how'd you get that scroll? We told you why we were here? I still want to know. This is, like, super spooky to me.
One of my clients gave it to me. Said I could be expecting a visit from the lot of you.
Oh, that just got creepier.
The client's name is not Toon, was it?
It's not what?
What was it? Toon?
A Toon. Thune. Yeah.
Thune? No, not Thune. Thune's harmless.
Was it the Oracle?
I've never met the Oracle.
We met her. She's pretty cool. Really sad, though.
Alright, so how do we have to find both pieces of the broken sword, or just one particular one?
She says both, but I know where it is.
Okay.
So why?
Why do we have to get it?
Destiny.
She says, I could go get it. She says, but I've got magical artifacts to make. She says, you're all the ones that need this shard destroyed. This is the instrument that's needed to destroy the shard.
Well, who...
Quest hook.
Would it be...
Just a quest.
I'm still going to argue. Would it be quicker if you got it, or quicker if we got it, or the same amount of time?
Well, it'd be quicker for me if you got it. Because I could be here forging stuff while you're off dallying about.
Where is it?
She says it's in the, she says it's not far. She says it's in the mountains. She says a day by people mover, and maybe another half day's travel.
Oh. Are there any possible long-term catastrophic consequences of us getting these pieces that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of. She says,
okay.
She says, there used to be a forge mightier than my own. She says, those that used it, less skilled than me, of course.
Well, of course.
She says, Yeah, she says, the forge is in Krundakar. Krundakar. For those of you keeping notes.
I'll do the notes after.
Yeah. Krundakar. She says, the Fallen Forge.
Okay. Who has it, and do we have to buy it, fight them, bargain, steal it, seduce?
There's not going to be any seducing.
I don't know, Punchy's really good at being seductive.
I'm just saying we gotta prepare, because...
There will be no group seduction. If one of you is willing to take that on, please feel free.
If we have to save the world...
The world can burn.
Well, not like any of us are lining up to fuck you either.
I mean, I wasn't talking about fucking you guys. I was talking about fucking strangers. You guys can have fun fucking all the strangers you want. I'm outie.
She says,
I am eating the food and putting my head down.
She says, in the caverns below Krundakar is the Black Lake, an underground body of water. She says, in the Black Lake is the lair of Nightscale.
Nightscale. Is that a dragon?
It is a up-and-coming black dragon. Mm. A young black dragon, for those of you keeping track at home. She says nothing the six of you shouldn't be able to handle.
Okay. I mean, black dragons.
Well,
some acid damage, right?
Wait, why do we automatically assume we have to fight it?
Because they're ultimate evil. Like, they are literally chaotic evil. They want to throw acid on everything in the world.
She says, no, you won't be able to talk the dragon out of this artifact. She says, they're very covetous of wealth. She says,
could we buy it?
She shakes her head. If it finds out that you have money, it'll kill you and take it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, black dragon's bad.
Is it aware that it has this?
Oh, artifact? Absolutely.
Okay.
And they know every gold piece in their stash. And if even one of them goes missing, it will find it.
We're going to kill
it. So you need just the sword. The gold, though, you don't need that.
She says, no, you should have a whole stash of things. Nice. Gold pieces, magic items, whatever.
Well, I mean, if we kill it, we can take whatever we want.
Yeah.
She says, now I will warn you. She says, you're a magical person, yes?
Mm-hmm.
You know about magical attunement, right?
Mm-hmm.
None of you must attune with the sword.
Oh.
If you do, you and all of the rest of you will die.
What's the sword do?
She says, well, it was wielded by a god once.
Which one?
Cool.
She says, one of the ones before Amon-Tamoth, as heretical as it is to say that.
Hmm. Is there anywhere I can get printed information on that?
For me?
Hmm?
No. This is ancient history's ancient history.
Okay. Hmm. Interesting.
Do I get the sense that she's speaking the truth or the totally?
Roll me an insight check.
Oh, wait, I can use my inspiration.
You can use your luck point, yeah.
Luck point, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
or you have an inspiration.
No, I'll use one of my luck points.
Always assume that sexy, buff, powerful women are trying to manipulate you. Just say
it. What the dickens? 18. Okay, 18 plus. What do I add?
You get the idea that she's being very honest.
Okay.
Plus your insight.
Okay. Okay, she's not withholding anything that I can think of. Okay. Okay.
Not to be forward, but is there any chance you have something that could help us on our quest? As a maker of fine magical items, surely there's something that could aid us.
Roll me a persuasion check.
Natural 20.
Natural 20?
Yeah, natural 20.
Yeah, he did get a fucking natural 20. All those 20. Fucking twos finally paid off.
She smiles.
That roll.
She says, for an elf, you certainly have quite a brass pair. She says, I like it. She says, yes, I can give each of you a little magical something. She says, not my finest work, mind you, but some of the apprentice stuff.
Hmm.
If you so wish.
Yeah?
Yeah. Very appreciated.
She says, so tell me, what is the future like?
It's not as cool.
It isn't. There are no talking otter folk at all.
Hmm.
The animal kin are gone. There's no artificers.
Which is a damn shame.
Yeah, all flown
towers
with guards.
Towers keep exploding.
What's that?
They're all flown with guards, though. So that's one thing we have over here.
Overflowing with guards.
Yeah, a lot of gods.
Mm. Yeah, how do you know about Lilith?
She says, I know all about Lilith and Virtus and
Morad.
And Morad and Sylvian.
But you don't know Flavi or Colt?
Well, I've heard of Colt.
Oh, I asked that earlier and you said no.
Oh, sorry. Never heard of Flavi, though.
Yeah, that doesn't tell us how you know this.
She says, I know many great things that perhaps I shouldn't.
How? Like, what do you know besides how to evade a question?
Did you travel in time?
She smiles. She says, Frigg, was that your name?
You know all this stuff that hasn't happened yet, but you can't remember my name from 20 minutes ago.
She just said it. She was just confirming that she had it correct.
Which would imply that you maybe had forgotten it.
She says, I know a great many things that I ought not know.
Yeah, how?
She says, that is for me to know. And perhaps you to find out when you come back with the sword.
Ooh, she learned.
Like, it was really easy to talk you into destroying this thing. Like, did you already know about the consequences of the blight and everything?
She says, I mean, it is a shard of an artifact. She says, if it's causing bad things to happen, why not destroy it? It has no practical function.
That's fair. So how much do you know about the future, and what do you need to know from us if you already know all these things about the gods?
She says, you've come here asking me to destroy this thing. Mm-hmm. And I've agreed to do that. Mm-hmm. She says, I don't believe I owe you answers to any of your questions.
You're going
to
talk her out of giving us free magic stuff.
Hey guys, we should probably head out.
So
she says, I knew you were coming, but I do not know you.
Well, does anybody
this
really
went
know
very
you?
Well, this is better than we expected.
So
she says, return with Runavara and we'll talk. Prove yourselves capable thinkers, warriors, fighters.
Oh, but what you going to give us before we go? You said you were going to give us some stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, what's required to become your apprentice?
She says, you need to have gone through a full course load at a artificing university. And then I take a new apprentice on every time one of my apprentices becomes a master. So once every 30 or 40 years.
What if one of your apprentices dies suddenly, unexpectedly?
That would not be something I would do. I'm going to have a very long lifespan. That is not a concern. I can wait. Aren't I?
Assuming the applicant wasn't the cause of the death of the previous apprentice.
How far removed from the applicant do they have to be? Is it like 7 degrees?
I don't know why I hang out with these people.
Or just have to be like, you know, just like.
Here's my real question. What's it take to become your best friend?
Hey. What about
you
me?
You like orcs.
Who said that?
I say, we're not going to murder your apprentices. And I tell the apprentice, we're not going to murder you.
Can we just shake on this agreement? Like, as you said, you don't know us and we don't know you. And I want something that, you know, we agree that if we bring you this thing, you do this thing. And we're
could
cool.
You, like, sign my staff?
She signs your staff.
I want her to touch the wood because it's blessed and it might react if she's evil.
It doesn't react. What was the question?
I just wanted a shake or, like, somehow formalize our agreement.
She spits in her hand and extends it.
Hey!
All right. She says, so.
Does it feel all right? Like, she's on the level?
Yeah. She's got a very firm grip.
And a lot of spit.
She says, so, quiet monk.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of magical weapon are you looking for?
The one that'll be useful. Mm-hmm.
That's a good cryptic.
I meant, would you want a sword or a club or a bow?
What about boots of haste?
I have no idea what that is.
He's already fast, though. Mm. And he's going to just get faster every level.
But it would give him an extra attack every round.
Don't they exhaust you, though?
Eventually.
After the fight.
Maybe something with a long range attack.
Yeah, ranged weapons are. Everyone needs a ranged weapon.
But the monks,
but I do.
For a range.
Yeah, I do fight better when I'm close together.
You were considering a new crossbow.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Right, she gives you a crossbow plus one.
Nice.
What?
She gives you a crossbow plus one.
What does that do?
It's like a regular crossbow, but you get plus one to hit and plus one to damage.
Okay.
So it's the same crossbow that you couldn't afford earlier.
Okay, cool.
The 100 gold one.
What about you, skeptical dwarf.
See, you've forgotten my name.
It's Frigg. I remember. She says I have an eidetic memory, but
I suggest like a helmet with like a faceplate.
You just don't want to see your face anymore.
Just be quiet.
She says, "How have you lot not killed each other?"
That's a great question. We don't make it back with the sword. It's because we murdered each other on the way.
What would be most all useful against a black dragon?
She says, "I like the way you think." She says, "So, are you looking for something that will protect you, or something that will hurt it?"
I think I want protection.
She kind of looks up and down. Kind of looks like it'd be like guesstimating your size. What kind of armor are you wearing?
I think just what I started with.
Hide
armor.
Yeah, we gotta get you some plate.
Yeah, you need plate, man.
She gives you a breastplate of poison resistance.
Nice!
Or acid resistance, I'm sorry.
Very nice.
Acid resistance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, when you wear it, you have resistance to acid.
Okay.
Does that change AC?
Yeah, if you have, What's your current? You said hide armor.
Yeah.
Let me look. It gives you an AC of 12. So breastplate.
You need a con for that, right?
No. Your AC goes up by 2.
Okay, so I'm at 17 now.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's good.
And yeah, you have acid resistance. And you, wizard.
Something that, I don't know what you've got available, but something that makes me harder to hit or easier for me to cast my spells, an intelligence modifier. And I can't wear armor, of course.
She says, no, you pointy-headed types normally can't.
Pointy-headed.
Wizard.
Aren't you a pointy-headed type?
No.
I want to be an artificer so bad.
Alright, she gives you some bracers of defense. Attunement. It gives you +2 to your armor class.
Wait, I can't wear armor. Isn't that considered armor?
It's not considered armor.
Oh, okay.
If you wear armor, it doesn't work.
Oh, okay. May I sample some of that?
Yeah. Oh, this. Yes, certainly.
I'm curious about this.
I find it better when it's cold, but it's still delicious.
What about you with the shifty eyes?
I was thinking boots of some sort. Like there's boots of elven kind or like speed, striding, springing.
Mm.
Seems like there's a variety of boots. Levitation.
Boots flying.
Like all these are probably pretty expensive, though. They don't really list them by level.
She says,
or gloves, or what? I'm open. I just don't need a weapon.
She gives you some winged boots.
Thank you very much.
She's like, don't crash into a mountain.
So that means three of our party can fly now.
For 4 hours. And you, friend of the earth. And perhaps future best friend. We can all be best friends. At least the three of us, right?
Okay. I'd really like something that would help me keep everybody safe.
Safe from what, darling?
Well, most immediately the black dragon. So, like,
some method of healing or protection from poisoning, or just, I want to make sure that I can, you know, keep the things that are important to me alive. When I pet my puppy and do not look at Punchy meaningfully. Just, yeah. Yeah. I'm talking about Willamette. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, we all know you're not talking about us.
Yeah. She gives you a staff of healing.
Ooh.
I'll give it to you. What it does later, I'll add it to your. But you can use it. She says, this is actually one of my nicer ones. She says, normally I'd sell this for a good profit. But she says, I appreciate your altruism.
Nice.
It lets you cast Cure Wounds, Lesser Restoration, or Mass Cure Wounds.
Wow.
Being
very
outreach.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mass Cure.
And you, my violent, soon-to-be best friend.
Hey, best buddy.
She says, what can I get for you?
So, you know, us athletic ladies, we gotta stick together. When you're fighting a black dragon, what would you bring with you? I mean, I know you're magical. I'm not really magical. If you were just gonna go old school and use your brute force, what would you bring with you to a black dragon fight?
She says, well, it looks like you can already fly.
Mm-hmm.
She says...
What did you get?
Hmm?
What did you get?
Bracers of defense.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately for everyone, I'm not more intelligent, so...
So she reaches out and pulls out a single bolt
mm-hmm.
and hands it to you. She says, this is for your crossbow.
Defense me.
Okay.
She says it's a bolt of dragon slaying.
No, that's just what
okay.
I cast with.
Okay. What does it do?
Slays dragons.
But I only get to use it once?
She says, well, she says it might kill it outright, might not, but it'll definitely hurt it.
Okay.
Sweet.
So it's a bolt of
dragons flying?
Dragon slaying.
Oh, dragon.
60
or
10.
Making dragons uncomfortable?
No.
Because it might not slay it?
No. Well, it'll hurt it really bad.
It
just might
really
not
bad.
Take off all of its hit points.
It might not kill it in one shot, but it'll take a lot of
yeah.
out.
But if I miss it, it won't do anything.
Right.
So it's not like I shoot it and there's like a broad spectrum. Like.
No, you need a hit with it.
Yeah.
If you fail a hit with it, you can always go pick it up.
Yep.
Okay. See, now everybody loves the rogue.
It's 6d10, right?
What does
yeah.
it do to non-dragons?
It acts as a bolt.
But it doesn't do special damage.
But if it hits a dragon, it deals. The dragon makes a constitution saving throw, and it takes 6d10 piercing damage on a failed save. So.
Mm-hmm. So I love the idea of, like, you're up, like, rabbit hunting, and then you forget what you're shooting, and you shoot the rabbit, and it just explodes, and you're like, damn it,
fuck!
That was dinner! That was gone!
She says, so.
Thank you.
She says, not only I wouldn't just hand out magic items, she says, however,
we're
she
on
says,
a quest.
You're on a quest, yes.
So, and we're the three best friends that anyone's ever had.
So this broken sword that we're going to get, does it have other uses for you? Because you've just invested a lot in getting this sword.
She says, oh, yes. She says, I
that's pretty cool.
I do have other uses for it.
Nefarious uses?
She says, I'm not a nefarious type.
All right.
Cool. Even though your name is
Tara? Coincidence.
Do you want to know what your artifact was used for?
She says, which artifact?
The one we're about to...
The one that the shard is part of.
Yeah.
More knowledge is power.
Do you already know, though? Feel like you already know.
She says, what's it used for?
To kill Amantal.
Hmm. fascinating.
Perception check.
Insight check.
Yeah,
I'll roll two.
Modified
20.
13, so no.
Her face is unreadable.
Even at a nat 20.
Modified 20.
Modified
20. A dirty 20.
Dirty 20, okay.
We're not judging, though, because where we come from, this is ancient history, so.
But it's not her ancient history, so.
Yeah, but just don't want her to think we're like, you evil god killer.
We don't know anything about Almantar.
No.
All right, well, good luck. She says, Krundakar. She says, you should know that above the forge is a small outpost of orcs. Mm.
Hmm. Oh, the Fallen Forge?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
She says, I leave it to your best discretion how to handle them.
Do you happen to know the name of the war chief?
She says, I don't.
How about the dragon? Do you know the dragon's name?
Nightscale.
How derivative.
It's delightful.
At least it's not Toothless.
Ha! I wouldn't want to kill Toothless. Mm-hmm. He's adorable.
Is Nightscale from that series?
No, I don't. But Toothless is a black
dragon. Black dragon. Do I know where Krundakar is in regards to where our current, like, our timeline?
It's like, it's just in the Telvian Mountains, like the western part of it.
Oh, so we're going back towards the Oracle.
Yeah.
Then. Oh.
Not nearly that deep into them.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Kind of like near Farwatch.
Oh. So where other dragons have been?
In the future.
All right.
Okay.
She says, do you need lodging for the evening?
I mean, we wouldn't turn down beds if you had them.
Well, I don't have beds, but I do have a...
A roof over our heads.
A roof over your hands.
No creepy mermen following us.
Mer people. They weren't gendered.
Good point.
Okay.
Can we have a slumber party?
Every
the best slumber best party. Friends.
She slumber says, "Well, party. She says, well, I'm done forging for the day, having finished that blade."
Can I braid your hair?
Don't touch my hair.
Mm-hmm.
Can I
braid
your hair?
Pretty, though. Don't touch my hair.
We recently picked up some interesting
writings.
Can
you teach me how to do your hair? Like, I want to have my hair like your hair. Like, can you teach me how to make my hair in that cool thing?
Wait a minute. She's very magical and knowledgeable, right? She might know something about your...
Yeah, she also might have made it. I'm not asking.
She probably would know if you're hiding it. She probably already knows you're hiding it.
Don't poke the bear.
She lets her hair down. It's like curly and thick. And she says, yeah, I don't know if you have the right hair for the way I keep it.
I ask her if she has a library.
She says, what would I need it for?
She already knows everything.
Just asking.
She says, I live a pretty basic life. She says, what you see here is what I have.
Okay. I start using comprehend languages to read my books.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get in a cuddle puddle and go to sleep.
Okay, so those three are hanging out. So us four are...
You mean it's one big room.
Okay.
So it's not like you're...
Okay.
And then the four apprentices are.
I just want to talk to the group. Like, do we feel like we can take on a black dragon?
Well, we don't have a choice.
It's young.
What our whole mission is.
Well, yeah, are we going to go do that now, or do we need to prepare more for it?
Well, we've got to get there.
Well, yeah, but are we going straight there, or are we doing any side quests to prepare and level up?
I can tell you that in our other campaign, we killed baby dragon fairly easily. And we're much higher level than we were in that campaign. So it's not that big a deal, I don't think.
I think Shadow Moss and Punchy are doing dramatic readings together of the orc erotica for the amusement.
One reads it while the other one acts it out.
Oh, God.
She says, did you encounter Zin the Merchant?
We did!
Sounds like his writing.
He wrote it! How do you think it is from, like how did he do from a different race perspective?
I had no idea. It's really spot on.
Interesting. And you had a zombie one, right, Braxis?
I'm gonna borrow a zombie.
He's very versatile.
She says he has a lot of free time on his hands on the road. And an overactive imagination.
So I had a random thought. Thune, the gentleman we hung out with before, he didn't by any chance look like a very young Valthrune, did he?
No.
Okay. I had to check. Because, you know, wizards, Prussians, all that.
Wait a minute, you said you knew Thune.
Yes.
Did he tell you about us?
No.
Okay.
Haven't seen him in a couple years.
Huh. Yeah, we just met him.
Well, he's okay.
On the people mover.
She said, did he show you his magical sword? The fire that lights the darkness?
I don't think we saw a sword.
I remember his...
He did have a rock.
Yeah.
No. I forged his sword.
Oh.
We were on a people mover. It probably would have been rude for him to bring out a sword.
But he showed us his rock.
And he gave me a bow. He's a very nice guy.
No, she said, I like Thune. Says,
we were all very nice to him.
I don't think that's true at all. He was very nice to anyone.
Nope. Especially you.
She says, so Noman,
you're
quiet.
Yes.
She says, what's going on behind all this?
Not much, I'm just thinking.
About what?
Well, the next task. How we go about killing a dragon, I don't think.
How do Shadow Moss and Punchy feel about the her attention being diverted away from them?
We're too busy acting out and reading the erotica, so it takes us a little bit to notice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, we're really into it. We don't actually need her to be paying attention to us.
We probably have the apprentice's attention.
Oh, they're all watching rats like this. This is the most entertainment they've had in years.
No, I'm just thinking about the Black Dragon. Like, I don't think any of us have faced a Black Dragon, so I'm curious.
How common are the dragons in the future?
None that I have met, although I've heard of dragons, obviously.
I spent a lot of time studying dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
I haven't met any.
Definitely not extinct.
You've seen them.
Fairly prevalent.
In Krilson, there's actually a couple dragons that hang out in that town. You're near it.
And they're docile?
What's that?
Are they docile? Are they dangerous?
They work with the Dragonborn clans.
Okay.
I start giving her names of the ancient dragons in our time because they weren't alive back now, were they? Yeah. So Malfiax?
Never heard of them.
Bad news. Real bad news. Do you know the night scale? Do dragons change their name in the middle of their lives? I wonder if Malfiax is alive now, but just hasn't become powerful enough to become Malfiax yet.
Noman, you actually know that Malfiax is generally regarded to be about 1600 years old.
I did not know that. Huh.
Noman did, but you didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just a wee little baby dragon right now.
Born in about 80 years, right?
Born in the cataclysm.
Yeah, in the cataclysm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so just after now.
We should go pop some eggs.
Impressive. So these are creatures that live a very, very long time, so I suspect that they should be really hard to kill.
She says, when they get to that age, she says, the younger they are, the easier they are to kill.
Okay.
Less magic.
Like people
like
in the medieval times, then.
Yes.
You as a dwarf saying that is actually a little unnerving.
That was Alicia.
I know. But I imagined that Frick said it, so that's what made it unnerving.
And so you've declared it canon.
Why not?
Alright, so you guys have a pleasant evening. She kind of amiably chats with you. If there's any other questions you have for her, now's the time to ask.
It's probably the best meal we've had in the game yet.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The food tastes just as good as you thought it would.
Yes.
And then, like, about an hour after you guys finish eating, the whole table just magically resets itself.
That's cool. That's
cool. Like, I have a ton of questions I want to ask about time travel, but I'm assuming that she isn't going to answer any of them until we come back from the previous reception that I got when I was asking her questions.
I don't think she knows a lot about time travel.
I'm more curious about her allegiances. Like, we know that she's the hammer of the gods. Does that mean she has an allegiance to Amon-Toth or Amon-Toth's children?
Do you ask her?
Yes.
She says, I hold allegiance to no one but myself.
So do I believe her? Name?
You can roll me an insight check.
Intelligence, is that it?
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
It's zero for you.
15.
She seems to be telling the truth.
Okay. If she comes around to my area again, I will risk asking how she knew of the gods in the future. Again.
She says, as I mentioned earlier, when you come back, maybe we'll talk about it.
Okay.
She's pretty open about most things, but on that topic she seems very reticent compared to everything else to discuss it.
Okay.
Alright, so if anyone has any more further questions?
I actually do.
Yes.
So you know about Lilith?
Yes, the goddess of luck.
Do you know anything about the quest she sent me on?
Just I'm assuming it involves destroying that sliver of artifact.
Well, I was find the chosen one and save the world.
But we've since then heard from her directly when she sent us back in time.
Frey has a really terrible memory. Her wisdom is zero.
That's just average. Zero is average. She says,
I pull out my rock. I don't suppose you can shed any light on why.
Ooh,
this
an intelligence stone.
That's all it is. It's just an intelligence stone, right?
Sharpens your mind?
Yeah.
Very rare, though, she says, even in these times.
I don't think it's working.
Wait, it's a smart rock?
Makes me smarter.
She says it's just something, it's a tool to sharpen the intellect of those who carry it.
Yes.
Ask her how to turn it on.
She says, where did you get the stove?
It was left with me when I was abandoned as a baby.
Fascinating.
And you said they're super rare?
Even in these times, yes.
All right.
That explains why it took you so long to find a wizard with a purple rock.
Well, I also just wanted to make sure that they weren't, like, all over the place, and I chose the wrong one.
Well, the fact that she came back through time with us means it was probably supposed to be her.
Mm. I still think it's them.
She says, that's the interesting thing about prophecies, is it's always open for interpretation.
Yeah.
She says, Perhaps your quest was to find the person with the purple stone so you'd meet the rest of your companions.
Maybe it's not about me at all. Maybe it's about her.
Maybe it's about us.
Pretty sure it's about Noman.
Finding your one true love. You want to go again? You want to go again? I was under a curse.
I mean, it's not funny.
I was cursed!
So was he. No, he wasn't. Never mind. Sorry, I didn't say that.
We tell her about the curse, just because it's funny.
She says, I'm so sorry. That sounds awful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you! It's like, you know, if I broke my leg and they're making fun of me for that. It was a freaking curse.
She says, you must forgive them. Magic is less prevalent in the future from what I've gathered. She says, so to them it sounds like just a zany experience, but until one has truly lived having a separate life and having it ripped from you, she says, one couldn't fathom that pain.
Until you've truly lived with these guys, you don't know what jerks they are.
Why are you staring at me?
Having another life and having it ripped from you thing.
Oh, for Narasana. Okay.
She says,
trying not to metagame here.
She says, well, you know, she says, I've gathered that your bickering dynamic is something.
Something.
She says, it seems you could hardly go 30 minutes without somebody yelling at someone else.
Yeah, Punchy.
Punchy
and I have been delightedly just playing and acting out our erotica fantasy.
You guys are like, when he says that, they're like inches away from kissing each other. I'm like, as part of their... Anyway.
We're just acting it out. That's all.
Well, I'm done with the questions now.
She says, anyway, she gives you the directions on how to get to Krundakar. They're located under the mountain, known as the Stone Tooth. She says, "Be careful for orcs."
Be careful what?
About the orcs.
Oh, well, we travel with an orc; it'll probably be all right.
We travel with a half orc.
Yeah,
it could be problematic.
She says, "These orcs are the more of the marauding type, less of the trade come down and trade in the cities and." She says, more likely these are the type that come down and raid the cities.
Feral orcs.
I wouldn't describe them as feral, just hard scrabble. Down in their luck.
They don't negotiate.
Oh, I wonder if that could be the same group that the dude from the bar was talking
trying
about.
To convince her to join.
Mm-hmm. She says, who is this dude?
I don't remember the name. Do you?
What?
The orc from the bar.
Yeah. You mean back at the
yeah.
city we were at?
Danar.
Yeah.
He's from the Iron Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, no, these are not Iron Kingdom orcs. Iron Kingdom orcs are civilized. She says these orcs are more likely to kill you than they are to engage in negotiations. If they suspect you're weaker than they are.
Good to know.
Well, best of luck.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night. All right, so the next day, the table has magically set itself for more of a breakfast.
Nice.
We eat that.
Rashers of bacon and eggs and breads and all sorts of foods.
I'll spend breakfast talking to the apprentices, asking about where they think the best school is to go to.
All right, each of them has a different answer. They're all from different parts of the world. And
yeah.
However, you get the idea that each of the institutions they're talking about are very elite institutions.
Nice. I ask them about cost and how to get entry. And
they go through all that with you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to...
No.
But they go through all that with you. You get the idea it's very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Very selective.
I'm about to kill a dragon, so...
Mm-hmm. All right, so it's the 13th day of the summer.
So we have to walk back to where we arrived, right? Okay.
To catch the people mover.
Back on the people mover, yeah. Anything we should sightsee around this area before we go back?
She says, no, this is a purposefully remote area. That way if I screw up, it causes a massive explosion.
Doesn't kill as many people.
The body count's about 5.
Yeah. Don't your princesses look nervous at that?
They shrug. They know what they're dealing with.
Nice.
Yeah, what about Mr. Whiskers?
Mr. Whiskers is immune to damage. Mr. Whiskers will never die.
Never. Does he become the manticore that we later kill in this tower? Or tower?
Bum, bum, bum. No.
Well,
As you guys are heading out, she walks out with you for a little bit, then goes to the bucket and pulls the sword out. It's glistening with, like, electrical energy.
Can we touch it now?
No. She points it at a tree and lightning shoots out and destroys the tree.
That's really cool.
She says, yes, I'm getting paid quite well for this one.
Who's it for?
She says, a king, in fact. Oh. She says, out from outside the empire.
Cool.
What do you do with all your money?
Research.
She says, accumulate it.
Put it back in your R&D budget.
Exactly.
She says, she kind of comes closer to you with the sword, and then she shows it to you, and like there's like the work on the hilt and the blade is like ridiculously like intricate and impressive. She's like, these are works of art.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I'm an artist. She says, I could retire at any point.
She's an excellent 401k.
And go live somewhere as a king myself, or queen, as it may be. She says, but these hands were made for do one thing. And she,
you can walk on your hands?
What?
These hands were made for walking.
And that's just what
they'll do.
And she says, not one thing. She says, is forging weapons like this.
How much does a weapon like that cost?
She says, oh, this one. She says, this one is a reasonable steal, she says, at 10,000 platinum pieces.
My eyes sparkle.
Your hand involuntarily reaches out and I slap it.
She says, is indestructible, is an artifact.
Oh, we should find that later.
She says, not my best work, but it'll do.
Is there one thing you're most proud of?
Of course.
What's that?
That's none of your business.
I feel like we're interviewing her for career day.
We just haven't gotten to talk to that many people, you know, at that level.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so, you guys, head back to the people mover. What I would like to do now is, just ask, like, what's your plan for Krundakar? Like, you guys are going to spend some time getting back to the people mover and getting there. I'm not going to roleplay us through all of that, because it's just going to be, like, 4 hours of us bickering amongst each other.
It is.
It's
exactly.
I don't know why you don't think that's fun.
Well, it's fun, but we just had a whole session of it this time, yeah. So...
Fair.
First thing I do is when we get far enough from the tower, I want to check if the key's still there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're going into the lair of a black dragon, and we also need to fight off some orcs, most likely. So, I think that I will ask the nerds, well, the one nerd, I guess, what she knows about black dragons or where we can find out more info about black dragoning.
How nicely do you ask me?
Hey, nerd, what do you know about black dragons?
I don't answer. I will eventually on the trip.
Let's fast forward to that part.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know anything about black dragons myself, so, I mean, I can't...
You did acid. Research, though. Yeah, acid.
All right, I'm pulling up what you know.
I was going to say, I don't know, Chris. I don't actually have this knowledge.
You fought one before.
A black dragon?
A young black dragon, yeah.
In my 15 years that we hand-waved?
No, in the one we played with...
Jill.
Oh,
with JT and Anne and Neil. Yeah. All right. So, young black dragons. You've studied them. You know that they can breathe acid.
Mm-hmm.
That they can fly twice as fast as they can walk.
Mm-hmm.
That they're amphibious.
Mm.
They can breathe air and water.
And they prefer layers that are wet.
Yeah, they usually hang out in caves, grottos, ruins that are partially flooded. They usually rest in the water. They also, you know, they They kind of cook their meals with the acid they make. You also get the idea that it'll probably have a lair action or two.
Mm-hmm. Even as a young green dragon?
Even as a young green dragon.
Black.
Black dragon.
Ah, oh, sorry, green.
Unless we can lure
green dragons are on the brain.
I think that I will go around and ingratiate myself to people in the People Mover and try to get them to tell me folklore stories about the broken forge and or any stories about the sword that was broken, just to see if there are any folklore stories or what I can try. And like, if I can get ideas on what the layout might be like, all that sort of jazz.
I have the cutest cats. It's ridiculous. You should see him whenever he does this and just hangs his arms over and looks at you. It's
alright, so that's a great idea. I like it. just roll me a persuasion check. Just to see. I'm going to give you some information. We'll see how much I gave you.
Well, that was a 17 plus 1. 18.
Okay. So you find out that the forge was created by a great dwarven smith known as Durgeddon the Black. You also find out that Krundakar was raided and destroyed by orcs, and that that the orcs that are there today are not the same orcs that drove them off. You've heard that the orcs have raided lots of towns near there.
Do we get a sense of the size of this herd?
Mm-hmm. Let me look at my notes.
Because if there's like 300, we should avoid them.
No, it's not like it's not like an army of orcs. It's more like a small orc war band.
Yeah.
So what else do you guys do? What's it?
I'm pretty well aware that Frigg has the most money out of all of us, right?
Yeah.
Is there any way that I can help her with her gambling to make more money? Or am I just going to get in the way?
I don't know. How averse is the Paladin of Luck to having cheaters?
Well, no, you can, like... Well, she and Punchy did the thing where they kind of cheated.
We didn't cheat, but we definitely took advantage of people to get their spot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean... I'm just, a distraction. Oh, I'm sorry, it was you. A distraction, a rube who loses
what,
and other people lose.
What kind of tools do you have right now? Do you have, is it like a deck of cards?
I have a playing card set, and I have my gambling dice, and I have my, my holy symbol has an advantage when gambling.
And then what do you have proficiency with as a tool?
As a tool?
Yeah, it might say proficiency with... if you look under the bottom there on the left side.
Smithing.
Smithing.
Light and medium armor, stone kind.
You already have advantage. Yeah, I was going to say, you could normally help her to get, advantage on things, but she already has it, so... Mm-hmm.
So I can't, drum up people...
You could definitely do that. You could definitely do that.
Yeah. So
you could be her hype person.
My,
No.
I don't think I would be very effective at that.
Not,
but I could give her find opportunities for her.
What you could do is you could give other people that are gambling against her disadvantage.
Okay, by being annoying or myself, you know. Okay,
but I don't know how Frigg feels about this because it could feel like cheating.
You did it with once already.
We had a very specific goal in mind. It wasn't just passing the time and bilking people out of money.
So, Frigg, there's this potion, and there's a potion of acid resistance, right? And I really think that we need it, but it's like 500 gold apiece, right?
Potion of acid resistance? I think those are uncommon, so I think they're like 100.
Oh, okay. And it's like 100 gold apiece, but it's acid resistance, which would be a huge help whenever we're fighting a dragon that's going to spray us with acid.
But is it good for only one person?
Well, that's why we need you to get more money, because you're the only one making any at the moment.
We could also pause when we get to town and do some tasks. Like, there's bound to be a board for things that need to be done, clearing out a monster, make some money.
I forgot.
Kill some bandits.
I mean,
this is my first idea, and he asked what we're doing on the people mover, so this is what I'm doing.
It makes sense.
And I mean, maybe not cheating, but like me telling people that there's somebody who's willing to gamble.
In a casino, where people are actually there to gamble, I would take your help. But when we're just passing time with folk just trying to get places, I'm just going to play for funsies, though I still want to come out ahead. But I agree that we need to stock up on supplies.
I'll get you some people to play with funsies, then.
But I don't need them to be messed with.
Okay.
I like what you're thinking, and I will earn money, but I want to go to a place where people specifically go to gamble and accept the risk, whereas here, we're just chilling. Having said that, how much do I win gambling?
I was going to say, I just keep bringing her people.
All right, so on the train, you managed to get ahead like 4 gold pieces.
Cool.
Is there a gambling car?
No, but in the place you go, though, there is a gambling hall house.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do it there, roll me intelligence with proficiency and advantage. And I'll roll for your rubes with disadvantage.
Okay, so... Oh, am I going with her to give the others disadvantage?
Yeah, but we're just kind of fast-forwarding through
it,
so...
Sure, sure, sure. Success.
My proficiency bonus. Okay, so that would be 21.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have no wisdom.
Okay. Yeah, you get about 100 gold pieces.
Wow.
They rolled really low. I'll say that, yeah, you can get, pretty much you can get one potion of acid resistance.
Now we only need 5 more.
Well, I guess we could also spend the platinum from thing.
That's only 10 gold. Though.
Oh.
Yeah, it's only worth 10 gold.
Oh, okay.
And I already spent mine.
Yeah, I like the idea of seeing if we can find something to kill for money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if this band of orcs has been going around raiding towns, it's conceivable that some of the nearby towns might have bounties on them, too.
Yeah, there should be a bounty board we can check, right?
Yeah, actually, the mayor of the closest town offers you 25 gold piece for each orc you kill.
Nice.
How many...
Does? And if you bring back... Yeah, it says for proof, bring back the head.
How many orcs does he think...
Yeah, how many does he think are out there?
Yeah.
More than a few.
But you think a few is only 2.
He thinks there's like 10 or more.
Oh, that's about 250 gold. That's maybe 2.5 potions. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you can street perform. You can rob other criminals.
Punchy can street perform.
Yeah, you guys can.
What are Gallagher? That's what it is. Gallagher some watermelons.
Or we've got our little artistic adaptation of my.
Put on a play.
And you can fly now.
We're gonna have a fucking vacation with a play in it. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, you can fly, right?
So let's attack some goblins.
You can act as a courier service. Very fast courier service between towns.
Punchy, how do you feel about us attacking this band of orcs?
I'm for it. We haven't fought anything in a really long time. And I have no problem. These people have no relation to me. You know, like...
Just wanted to be sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're
very what if they have little
sensitive.
Orclings? I mean, it's probably the same bounty.
I'm sorry, did you say orclings?
Yeah.
No, baby orcs.
No, if we find baby orcs, we're going to raise them as our own because you don't kill children.
They're orcs, though.
You want to be a mother to orcs?
Not even a little bit, but she wants to be a mother. And you shouldn't kill children.
So you're forcing her to become a mother.
Don't you want a baby?
Like, I take care of orc babies.
The whole reason, like, she wants babies.
That's not true. I want my baby back. But I would take care of orc babies if they were going to be orphaned.
Mm-hmm. Orc baby back.
Well, you didn't ask first. You were just all like, she's a woman.
All right, so
babies.
We don't kill
No, she's
the
specifically
children.
Shadow Moss, who's been screaming about babies since I met her.
No, she's been screaming about one baby.
But she doesn't even
She likes
know
all
what the
babies, though.
She
yeah.
She doesn't really know anything about the babies.
I agree,
she's
we're not killing any fucking babies, guys.
Huh?
We're not killing any fucking babies,
Thank
guys.
You!
Just...
No killing children ever!
Well...
Or I will try to kill you.
Aren't we
well,
going to go kill a baby
well,
dragon?
Well, that's what I was
going to
say. We don't kill, like,
if they're bipedal, they get a pass? Is
well,
that
no.
That?
No,
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
If they try and kill us,
that
we kill them.
Species.
All right, so
what's
you guys fast forward to this conversation. And
what's the age of killing? Like, how old does this have to be before we can
You guys
kill
settle
it?
All of this?
Yeah.
And you agree that there's an ethical limit. You'd figure out what it is. We're going to stick to it. And the DM's not going to put anything that's going to test that in this dungeon.
Oh, you motherfuckers, stop fucking arguing! God!
This is the point where we just try to get to a point where we have a good place to start next time. So we can start right in it. So you're going to kill orcs for money.
Mm-hmm.
Human, or not human, adult orcs.
What? Unless the babies try and kill us, then they're fair game.
That's true.
You've established all these.
Self-defense.
You've established all these corollaries in your hours long argument.
Hey, what else are we going to do for days on a people mover?
People avoid you. They give you a very wide berth.
Because we're going back and forth between our erotic play and then screaming at each other.
And at this point, it's like a multi-act play.
Oh, yeah, we've
added a whole lot more than was in the original pamphlet. Like, we've got
You've taken
guys.
All three of them and, like, somehow interwoven them.
We've created scenery. Carrying around with us.
And
you
those may have actual
trips, right? Like,
bugs.
You can add, like, pyro. And...
But at this point, the only thing in his bag of holding is the scenery.
And you have the whole car to yourself.
Which is great for our scenery.
Oh, Jesus.
In between arguing, how old does a child have to be before you can kill it?
I think it depends on how much damage it can do to you.
Yeah, like a year old
dragon?
Are we talking
physical or like emotional damage?
I know.
We should write that down and release
it. We need to codify this.
Yeah, and release it as a scholarly paper. The ethics of killing
Oh, you're right!
Except we'll get
and
confused with the details and it's not
published.
No, just with codifying it. Yeah. That's important.
She's suddenly on board when it becomes an intellectual paper. She's like, yes, this is a philosophical argument
no,
that needs to be made.
I was totally on board to begin with.
Except we accidentally send the smut screenplay to the academic journal, and we send the ethics on baby killing to the smut publisher.
That moment when the DM realizes he's completely lost control of the session.
I don't know how I even feel that way. Like,
are we still
3 hours ago?
Over?
No, you're in the small town. You're heading towards the orcs.
Let's go kill some orcs.
What's your plan for when you get there? Like, are you just gonna go right up to the front door,
well,
knock, and kill some orcs?
We'll
like,
have to scout it out, I guess.
Yeah.
But we definitely want to do the orcs, then come back, spend the money, then go for the dragon. We don't want to do both in the same trip.
Yeah, right. So I'm going to scout as a Mammonal, and I'm assuming no man's going to be a sneaky sneak. And I will be attempting to figure out how many orcs there are in the horde, what their guarding type situation is, like where they're holed up, how many entrances there are,
Are there any children? Are they of killing age?
The vulnerable offspring? Or the elderly?
Whether or not there are interesting holes that we can stuff things in. You know, if any of them look like the orc that's the protagonist of our smut.
So there's a path. There's a path that climbs up the stone tooth that goes to a door in the mountain. And you get the idea this is the path that the orcs use. As you scout the area, roll me a survival check.
That's just all her, right?
Oh, just her.
So you've got your bat, you can send it to me.
Oh, my bat! I'll send my bat with you. That way if you get in trouble, you can come back.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to use my inspiration for that.
Yeah, you brought a point back.
Nice.
Okay.
What'd you get?
I got all
19.
Great.
Is that a name?
So, you also find, as you kind of climb up, so you pretty much, because you can turn into a bird, you're able to scout the area better. Actually, I can give you advantage on the roll, so, but you've already rolled really well. You didn't spend, like, inspiration on that.
Huge.
You
used inspiration. Yeah.
Keep your inspiration.
Okay.
Because you're a bird, you have the advantage on it.
Do you want me to roll, too? Because I'm following in my bat.
She's fine.
Okay.
So you find that there are, a couple of entrances. So there's the front door. There's also a chimney that smoke is kind of coming out of on the mountain. And you get the idea that it's not like a lot of smoke, it's just like a thin stream of it. But you hear people talking in Orcish down it. The rest of you, while you're waiting, you do notice that there's, you don't see many, like, a lot of orcs coming out at once, but the orcs seem to move around in parties of four, and so you see a party of four come back, actually the day you get there, and I'm assuming you're taking, like, a day or two to scout this, and then, like, the next day, like, another group of four come back, carrying, like, fresh loot.
Okay.
Does anyone come down, or just people returning?
Just people returning.
Oh, okay.
And then, with your very good roll, you also find... where's my notes here?
Penis!
You find a penis. Just on the ground.
Someone had a fight. Someone lost a fight.
On the other side of the mountain, you actually find a... you actually find a hidden tunnel that goes in... it's kind of, like, hidden behind, like, brush and debris. And it appears to go deeper. It appears to go underneath the Orcish outpost.
Hmm. Who put that there?
Are orcs going in there, or is it hidden from them?
Nobody seems to be going in and out of there.
I'm not going to explore this currently, because I don't want to trip off any baby dragon. I want Baby Dragon to think I'm just here for orcs, if Baby Dragon is around.
Would you guys like me to send my bat in there?
I'm going to. That's not a bad plan. Because a familiar probably wouldn't trip up the same things that a,
yeah,
a wolf.
Yeah, it's just a fairy, and a bats belong in caves.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if it dies, it just goes away.
You can regenerate it,
yeah. I can cast the spell again. So, can I send my bat in there?
Yeah.
What do I find?
Roll me a survival check.
Okay. 16. Not bad. Not great, but not bad.
You do notice some old footprints, some reptilian, and one looks maybe like a bear. going in and out of here. And then as you get down deep in there, you kind of find what looks to be like large caverns, natural caverns.
Mm-hmm.
With walls glistening with a flecks of semi-precious stone.
Okay. But no dragon. Not yet.
Not that you can see them.
Okay.
So we have at least 9 or 10 orcages.
Well, we've seen at least, what, 8?
We've seen 8, but there was at least one still there because the fire was still on. Mm-hmm. So at least 9 or 10 orcs currently. There may be another party of 4 perhaps returning in the next few days. So we may want to attack before the next group returns.
Have they been returning at about the same time, or has it been random?
And you've only seen 2 groups, so it was, you know.
Entirely sure.
Entirely sure. Yeah.
It
was definitely so there was the first group that came in, then the second group came in, and that first group went back out shortly after the second group came in.
I'm in favor of staking out the entrance and ambushing whatever group next comes along next
before they get to the camp.
Yeah, take them out in
4 would be a reasonable number.
Yeah, well, especially against 6 of us.
And then maybe drag them out of the way, wait and see if there's another group that comes along.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
We just need to make sure it's far enough that the other ox aren't affected by the noise.
So a ways down the mountain path.
Mm. Oh, we could also... Well, no, never mind.
Alright. So, you guys... Are you guys hoping to catch them on the way out or the way in?
Whichever group we see next, right?
Yeah, I think on the way out would be ideal because they wouldn't be missed for a while, but whichever comes first.
Yeah.
Slightly farther away.
Mm-hmm. How far away from them?
About a half a mile.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't want sound to carry too easily.
Right. We'll let the druids scout the area for an ideal ambush spot.
So you guys are waiting. You see a group coming back up with sacks of goods. And as you guys get ready to pounce on them, that is where we'll start the next session.
Yay. All right.
Well, everyone gets experience points for being dicks to each other.
You act like you don't enjoy it.
I mean, thought it was hilarious.
I was in on it, time. Too. That's why I said everyone.
We're currently at 27:51.
Yeah.
I find it amusing. It's okay. I also find our hilarious erotica adventures amusing.
Oh, yeah. Our next level is until 6,500.
All right, you all get 300 experience points.
Okay.
So 30, 51?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's funny, when Punchy isn't killing people, she goes into the erotica arena.
She's very base.
Erotica arena. Oh, God. Oh, God. The more I think about it, the more...
Shadow Moss may or may not be trying her hand at writing her own erotic adventures starring a 3-way relationship between
a giant
Nefaru.
Yeah. And
so...
I mean, a very, very thinly veiled Nefaru and Punchy and Shadow Moss.
I do wonder what Nefaru does at the night. She must be all alone.
Oh, not when we're around.
She's got 4 apprentices there.
She's got apprentices. They're all adults.
Look, did you hear how hot Nefaru was?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. I'm glad you're with me, Ruby.
All right, so next weekend, Sean will be here. The weekend after that, Sarah will be in Florida.
That's true.
How are people looking for May the 5th? May the 4th.
May the 4th is delightful. But
it's gonna bang bang. Sorry,
I think
can't
the only
help
thing
it.
We have planned is Funches, and that's not till June.
That's in June, yeah.
Yeah.
We are not leaving until the end of May, right?
Yeah.
When are you leaving in May?
What's that place?
Memorial Day weekend, yeah. So it's not quite the end of May. Basically a long weekend in Colorado. Family vacation.
Oh.
Or
what are your dates, do you know?
The 25th to the 28th.
I leave the day after you get back.
Yeah.
Oh.
For your Colorado-y vacation.
Well.
Arizona, right?
Arizona.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was.
We're flying into Vegas. We're going to stay in Flagstaff. Do you guys know there's a train that goes from somewhere in Arizona, like 30 minutes from where we're staying, and it's a 2-hour train ride up to the Grand Canyon?
I want that.
Cool.
I